We here at Ragnarok would like to thank our patrons like Stephen Vest,
Savari,
Michael Hopkins,
Michael Davis,
Kelly K. Gilman,
Yodlet,
Brownie Davis,
Chad Swenson,
William Wilson,
Carl Black,
Steve Areza,
I have no more names,
Michael Drescher,
James Burns,
Dad Gunner.
Thanks, everyone. Hey everybody, this is Alex from Ragnarok, and thank you for supporting our podcast. If you'd like to continue supporting us, you can check out my new game on DriveThruRPG. It's called According to Plan. It's a fate-accelerated game where you plan heists and carry them out. It's on DriveThruRPG right now, and you can check it out. Thanks a lot.
No, I'm not talking.
And boom, we're recording.
Yay, we need the boom back.
We got the boom boom back. Hey everybody, welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play. Tonight, we are playing Mothership.
Motherfucker.
Yep. I'm running these guys through the first official one-shot scenario released by Tuesday Night Games, which made the game. This is called The Haunting of Ypsilon 14. So why don't you guys introduce your characters?
You want to go first?
Certainly. Thank you. Hi, everybody. I'm Ryan, and I'm going to be playing Andrea the Android. Andrea is one of the Andrea X20 series. She is programmed to be chipper, attentive, and easily easy to interact with for the human crew.
Okay.
On long space voyages, let me see what else. I think she is tall and thin. She has what approximates for like a strawberry blonde hair that's kind of frizzy. Her skin is just a little too pale and maybe looks a little jaundiced because they didn't quite get the color right when they when they molded the plastic.
Man, it looks like a Simpsons episode.
Not that yellow, but. Maybe there's a little too much green in her skin too. Like it's
kind of like Data, just off color.
just off a little bit. She has
just a bit.
She has a Lagomorph's foot that she wears around her neck, and her patch is a red shirt logo, which I guess
I took to be like a Star Trek thing.
Yeah,
that's what I assumed it was.
So she's wearing the Starfleet insignia. And why the hell not? She's actually dressed as a red shirt from the original series. short skirt and all.
Oh, thank God. That's my part.
Can I get an index card real quick?
That's definitely going to be...
Thank you. All right.
Not leaving me alone.
Jums?
It's odd doing character introduction without someone screaming at us.
Yeah.
it was like a bit of a pause there. I was like, what do we do? Hi, I'm James. I'll be playing J.H. O'Flanagan. He is he's a good boy, as what his patch says. he's a scientist. He has a bit of an obsession with parasites or parasitical infections. He looks like he used to have a beard at all times, but now after learning so much about parasites, he just kind of keeps the facial hair down on the DL now because
there are a lot of space things that can live in your beard.
There's a lot of things that can get your beard, and it kills him on the inside. He loves his big bushy beard,
but
also it interrupts in the back suit. Sometimes the little hairs start floating, and it just
don't have facial hair in space. You know what? Don't have body hair in space. Don't have any hair whatsoever.
You know what? Just don't be in space.
Yeah, that's basically safe. Yeah.
It's cold.
Good advice.
Yeah.
And no one can hear you scream.
Yeah, the sound does not travel in space. So it's odd that the space is so cold, considering it's filled with thousands upon thousands of burning suns. But you know.
Yeah. Well, you can't hear them scream.
Yeah.
So. All right, so, as I said, the scenario is called The Haunting of Ypsilon 14. So, you two, along with your military grunt that you hired along with you, Tyler Stevens.
I gave him a rank. He's PFC Tyler Stevens.
Oh, PFC Tyler Stevens. All right. He is part of your contingent as per company protocol. for security. And the ship is run not by a human captain, but by your ship's AI, which never gave you a name, but your ship is called the Floating Duchess, so sometimes you just call her Duchess. So, you were, the three of you and Duchess were dispatched on a pretty standard cargo run. You're heading to Ypsilon 14, which is a mining base, and you're there to drop off supplies for them and pick up some ore that they have mined before heading to the next station to then deliver the ore for processing.
Okay.
Ore. So,
and?
No, that's, yeah. That's it. So we start with you on approach to the station. You are... It's so the game is very inspired by Alien, so think like 1980s futuristic. So
game over.
There are still, like, if you're listening to music, it's on cassette tapes. The computer monitors are all green text on black that, like, just sort of slowly appears across
fat CRTs.
And, oh yeah, yeah, fat CRTs everywhere. So
can I have exosuit?
I mean, you do have an exosuit.
Oh.
Wait, don't you?
Wait, do I? No, I thought I just had a regular...
You have a back suit.
Oh, I have a back suit.
That's no, like a space
the,
suit.
Yeah, the big...
Exo suit. No.
Yeah.
You're not a mining ship. You're just a cargo ship. If you were a mining ship, you might have an exo suit.
Oh, but we're going to a mining colony. Wow, what happened there? We're going to a mining place, right?
Base, yes.
They might have one.
So, I've almost called her mother. Duchess summons the three of you, because I'm just going to include Tyler Stevens in the group.
Mm-hmm.
You were woken up from your sleep about a day ago and given time to readjust and get your legs back under you. So you are fully awake. You don't have any lingering effects from sleeping sickness. And Duchess calls you to the bridge. We are en route to Ypsilon 14 and are just within their hailing range if one of you would like to call them and request permission to dock.
All right. I go and push the buttons.
So you get on the comms. Duchess could do this, but for some reason she's asking you. You hail them. This is Ypsilon 14. Who's this?
Hey, this is J.H. O'Flanagan from the Floating Duchess. We're here for a cargo run.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll allow you in. Give me a second. You hear some typing in the background. And then your terminal pings. You have docking authorization. See you in a few minutes, Floating Duchess.
Thanks.
Ypsilon 14 out. And communications cut out. Duchess says, very good. Thank you, JH. I shall take it from here. And she starts slowly bringing your ship in. So about a half hour later, you feel the ship just sort of lurch as you dock with the station.
I just realized Tyler's my only other human contact.
Yeah. It's a little lonely out in space. So you dock with the ship. Duchess comes over the speakers. We have docked. Please talk to the station personnel and start the cargo transfer and the loading.
Okay. We open ship.
All right, so your airlock, your ship is joined directly to the station airlock.
Mm-hmm.
So you come out into, you dock in docking bay 2,
mm-hmm.
And you open the airlock, and you are in
the ship.
Yeah, you are in. If you guys want, on your way in, make intellect checks.
Yay!
All right. Anything?
There's no noticing skill, so nope, just intellect.
Okay.
So we have to roll under our intellect?
At or under, yes.
Okay. And there's no skills, so that's...
Not for this.
Oh, no, I did not. 70 out of 52.
29 out of 49.
Okay. As you're on approach, because she's handling it all, you're just kind of at one of the viewports watching, you see that there are only two airlocks on the station. There's the one you're heading towards, and there's another one, which currently has a ship docked on it.
Oh.
Looks smaller than yours. That's really all you can get from here.
Looks like they have another guest.
Hmm. Oh, how fascinating. I'm just so excited to get out there and meet some other people. We've been cooped up on the ship with just the two of you, Flanagan and Stevens, for so long. I'm starting to think that you two are the only two people in the universe.
Stevens kind of grunts. I know the feeling. I forget, is Stevens a man or a woman?
Maybe we don't ask. Yeah.
Okay.
It could go either way.
Stevens just grunts and agrees. All right.
Stevens is NB. They, them.
Yep. So the three of you step out of your ship into the workspace of the station here. So work boots clang and echo. You can see heavily used but sturdy working gear stowed in cubbies along the sides of the walls. This seems to be just carved out of the rock of the asteroid with like a metal grating put down, and lights like attached to the ceiling. This is very much a functional space. It's dirty. You smell oil and like lubricant and other things just hanging in the air. As you look around, you could see, in the cubbies, you see overalls, flashlights, shortwave radios, what you assume are mining tools. There's also, on the other wall, just like vac suits hanging, ready to be put on. There is a massive generator sitting in one corner by an industrial vent, right next to a computer terminal, that you could see, has some sort of data on it. And there is a woman who is standing by the computer, waiting for you guys.
I want you to know I have all my equipment, especially my camping gear, just in case I decide to camp out. You never know when you need to take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
I walk over to the woman.
Okay.
Greetings. My name is Support Officer Andrea, of the Floating Dutchman. Floating Duchess, excuse me. I am authorized to initiate cargo transfer on behalf of our captain, and I, like, hand her...
I'm also the only man on my ship. Well, Tyler could be...
so you have just a clipboard with, like, paperwork.
Yeah.
And Sonia takes it. The woman takes it. She goes,
does she have
Sonia.
It says Sonia.
Well, she's wearing a jumpsuit.
Ah, okay.
And on her, she has like a patch sewn in. That's they don't have last names, so yeah, it just says Sonia. You can tell her hair is pulled back in a ponytail. She's kind of got smudges of dirt and like grease on her face. She looks tired. She takes it. Yep. All right. She just sort of looks it over. Like, oh, man.
Long night, love.
She looks up one section. Oh, man. Jerome's going to be glad that we got some meat again. She signs it off. Yeah, it's... what? Did you... are you here to respond to my inquiry? From the company?
Are we?
No, you're just here now.
We are unaware of any inquiry. Perhaps if you elaborate, maybe we can be of some assistance.
We just kind of woke up yesterday.
She flips through the page. You see she's like initialing all the pages as she's flipping through and talking to you. Yeah, we've been on this asteroid for a few months. It's pretty rich in rare earths. Found a lot of lithium, some platinum too. You know, it's a pretty good haul.
Love the platinum.
But we found this weird thing in the center of it, like this yellow stuff.
Is it biological or geological?
Please define stuff.
Goo? I don't know. I'm a miner. We don't have a scientist around here.
Oh,
I mean, well, we do, but we don't have like a biologist. And I reported it to the company and didn't hear anything back. And then.
Would you mind if I had a gander?
If you want to suit up and go into the mine, sure. It's in the vacuum. I mean, the mine's in vacuum.
Yeah, my curiosity is piqued. We'll put it that way.
Yeah, sure, but...
And I happen to be a biologist.
Are you...
And you? Do you have any replacement crew on your ship? Is it just the three of you?
Yeah.
We're going to say that Tyler is the strong silent type.
Yeah.
We tend to run with a light crew for efficiency and
the fact that I like to run into danger, and we've lost a lot of the crew because of it.
No, I just one of my guys went missing, and I reported that. I thought maybe you were. I mean, it was fast, but you know, you guys showing up. I thought maybe you know, company would have contacted you and said one of you is gonna stay here.
Who's in the other dock?
Oh, that's the Heracles. They got here a few weeks ago. What's his name? Dr. What was it? Giovanni. He came by.
Is he still running the Team Rocket?
What?
Team Rocket was run by Giovanni.
Oh, I'm a little behind on the pop culture stuff. I've been on this rock for like 8 months now.
Oh, another doctor on board though. Like medical doctor or
I think a geologist, he said.
Got a geologist and a biologist. Maybe we can definitely figure out what that goo is.
I mean, it's definitely alien. It's, you know, on an asteroid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's above my pay grade. He just showed up with a bunch of paperwork from the company and told us that he was going to run some experiments. So, you know, he wasn't getting in the way of us, so wasn't going to complain.
Do you know where he's stationed? Maybe we can have a chat with him.
He stays on his ship.
Ah.
You'd have to talk to him.
Have you brought this goo stuff to his attention?
Yeah, that's why he's here.
Oh.
Who's the one? Wait a second. Just trying to. Oh. The guy who disappeared was last night. Just disappeared. Mike. Yeah. Oh, anyway.
Mike disappeared last night.
Yeah. I can't find him anywhere.
Did he report in to, like, you know, for sleeping, eating, and just. Or just one day just vanished? Like, no.
If I remember, he came back from his shift and went to bed, and when we woke up, he's just gone. No one knows where he is.
What is the security status on your system, on your station?
I
can't speak here.
I mean, we're 10 people on a rock in the middle of nowhere. We don't really have much security. There's nothing to really steal here besides rock.
Ah, so there would be no logs to review or...
No, I mean, you have to log... I mean, you have to put in a key code to get through the airlock to the mine, but...
None of his stuff was missing? He just was missing?
Yeah.
And there's not many places where he could be where you have oxygen to breathe, right?
I mean, no, we've got the workspace, and she points to a door on the side. Through there, you've got the quarters and the mess and the washrooms. That's it. Well, I mean, the mine entrance is pressurized, but once you go into the mines, it's all, you need a suit for that.
And was his suit checked out?
No.
Oh, do you think he just kind of went for a
actually,
walk then?
There are... Yes, as well. See, here's the one problem with this scenario is that the entire scenario is 2 pages.
Ah.
So there's not super details. There's only 9 vac suits on the wall there.
And there are 10 people there.
There are 10 people stationed on the ship.
All right, so...
Well, no, I'm sorry. There's 10, including the doctor. So there would only be 9...
Miners.
Not miners, yeah.
Okay. So all the vac suits would be there.
All the vac suits are there, yeah.
All are accounted for.
Yep.
So, did he maybe decide to take a walk to...
I mean...
The great beyond?
I've heard of it happening. I It's never happened on one of my shifts, but I suppose it's possible. I hope not. I feel like there would have been some kind of log of the airlock opening.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't. I mean, I checked the system. Nothing. I mean, if you want to look through, it's going to take us a few hours to get all the stuff off your ship and then the ore loaded up.
I am programmed to steer the conversation away from space madness. Tell me, what is for lunch today?
Whatever the auto kitchen is putting out. I mean, you can head to the mess if you want to. You want to look?
I don't eat.
Ah,
well, I do then, though, and maybe I'll go have a talk with this doctor. On the Heracles, Dr. Giovanni.
Sure. I mean, you guys are welcome to make yourselves at home while we get everything out.
I would like to supervise the unloading, so...
Sure. You're welcome to do that. The bot's going to do most of it. But, sure.
I mean, yeah, you got to make sure our ship doesn't get damaged and...
Well, I think Duchess can handle that. Actually,
yeah, it's all auto. There's like basically.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize that there were bots doing it.
Yeah, I'm just gonna say there's bots doing it.
Andrea trusts bots.
Yeah, they're good. They're good bots.
I would very much like to see this stuff.
Okay,
I'm curious about it myself. That's why I want to go talk to the doctor.
Well, you're gonna need a vac suit.
I do not breathe.
Yeah, but the vacuum will still freeze your skin and make it break, and you won't be able to move because your joints will freeze.
Good point.
As much as I like to see undercarriage, that might be a little bit too much.
Do you have one?
An undercarriage?
A vac suit.
No.
Well, I guess you can borrow Mike's.
You really didn't come with one?
No, she has a...
You can go with examination, right? Oh, wow, examination.
It's got the hazard suit.
I do have the hazard suit.
Hazard suit won't help you vacuum.
No, it says that.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm not going to bring that then.
I guess it's a good thing I didn't get the examination then, or else I'd be up Schitt's Creek right about now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you,
Wait, so you're going to look at the stuff, or?
Yeah, I suppose I will.
All right. I was going to talk to the doc about the stuff, then go take a look at it. But I'll go with you to go take a look at it first.
Okay. So you can get your own vac suit off your ship. She lets you borrow Mike's vac suits and then suits up herself.
I'll bring my, I guess, med scanner? I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
Bring my camping gear. No, but, you know, the... survey kit is now that's for land exploration, right? Yeah. I think we went through that. That was like, you know, actually surveying the area.
Yeah, when used on the surface of a planet, it allows for quick mapping of a nearby few kilometers, yeah, as well as data on air breathability, gravity, and other important notable features of the surrounding landscape.
Yeah, but we already know that stuff. I don't have anything really that I can examine the stuff.
Yeah, that would be like a science kits or...
Which I don't think any of them came with.
Maybe not.
One came with a bioscanner.
A bioscanner would work.
Yeah, I have a med scanner.
Well, bioscanner lets you... Oh, no. So a bioscanner lets you scan the immediate area for signs of life.
Yeah.
Then there is... Let's see what else might work.
But I don't think anything really came with anything that could really... examine stuff in the field.
Yeah. Med scanner would be closer.
Yeah, that allows the user to scan a living or dead body and analyze it for disease or abnormalities without having to do a biopsy or autopsy.
Well, I'm going to bring my water filter in case I decide to drink this stuff that they found.
Yeah.
Okay. That could filter out all the water and drink it, be refreshed.
Otherwise, you might have to see if you can find a lab or something somewhere that would have more advanced equipment.
Yeah, all right. That's why I figured I'd harass the doctor after seeing the stuff. I'm sure he has a lab.
I'm really just going to scan it with my med scanner because I'm morbidly curious if it's alive.
Yep.
Curious.
All right. So you all suit up, and so does Sonia, and she. She leads you, so before you put your helmets on and start using your air, you head down a small mine shaft to the mine entrance. There is like a big sign on the wall, you know, vac suits beyond this point, no pressure, just so you don't, you know.
There's no vac suit, no vac suits, you need to have a vac suit beyond this point. No pressure, guys, but you know, you should be wearing your vac suit.
Yeah. She goes over to the airlock and, you know, puts the button to open it. She's like, all right, just stay with me, because there are a lot of mined out tunnels. It can get to be a bit of a maze down there. It's also dark. We don't really keep it too well lit. Most of the mining is done by bots. We're mainly here to oversee them and fix them when things go wrong and shit like that. All right?
Sounds fair.
So she walks at the airlock, puts her helmet on. You all put your helmets on. You check all your seals and everything. She hits the button, and the door closes behind you. And you hear the psh as the air gets sucked out. And then the door in front of you into the mine opens. So the immediate area right in front of the airlock is lit. And you could see, and you head down into the mine tunnel. So the shaft narrows slightly. You could see thin veins of ore are in the walls, which are smooth black rock, which mainly which are mainly excavated. Wow. So she leads you through some of the tunnels, and you find a crack in the wall. And she comes on the radios in your vac suits and says, we found this while we were excavating, and then through here, there's another chamber in the rock, which is where the stuff is. The crack is just big enough for you to wiggle through in your vac suits. So she goes through first. Who's going next?
I guess I'll go next. I'm bristling with excitement to see this stuff.
Okay. You go next, and then HJ or JH. Yeah. All right. So you squeeze through, and you guys start making your way down this tunnel. It's about a 5-minute walk. You're going through these natural, smooth, black space rocks that form this cavern in arches and whorls. And as it opens up, there's a little bit, you can see a little bit of light in the distance, and you walk forward into this, looks like a naturally forming chamber, and there is yellow pus leaking from an empty fleshy pod that's embedded in the wall on the far side. It's split by this big vertical gash. This yellow goo, has poured out and is thick on most of the floor around here. So you should make
speed?
No, you don't have to die. It's not like coming at you. Make set fear saves. Let me double check. Because this is super weird alien shit.
How do we do a fear?
Oh, good.
Oh, fear.
Wait, maybe not.
speed?
Fear is just whatever you look on your class.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I got it there.
And you're at disadvantage because I'm an android.
Yep.
So I failed.
It might actually be sanity.
I think sanity would be more. No, fear maybe.
Either way, I failed. I rolled a 92.
I think it goes sanity.
I'm not using that D10.
Well, it should be something. Let me double check.
I'm not going to be scared of goo. Unless it started moving, then I'd be scared of it. But no, I think sanity, because that's a bit insane. That's that's not something that we've ever come across before. Things that look
gooey. Yeah, go with sanity. Is your ability to explain away logical inconsistencies in the universe, rationalize and make sense out of chaos, detect illusions and mimicry, and think quickly under pressure.
No, with me being at a disadvantage, does that mean I'm low?
No, that's for fear you're at a disadvantage.
Okay.
So this is sanity for you.
All right, yeah. So I'm at a 26 out of 40.
All right, so you're good. Ryan, you take one stress.
Okay. So stress goes up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the way stress works is at certain times I'll tell you to make a panic check. Like if you critically fail a save,
mm-hmm.
And panic, the way panic checks work is you roll 2d10. If you get hot, you add them together. If it's higher than your stress, you get you panic.
Okay.
If it's lower than your stress, you panic. If it is higher than your stress, I think you might actually reduce your stress by one, and then you're good.
I stressed myself so much that I stressed myself. I stressed my stress, so my stress stressed out, so that I had no more stress.
Oh, you can just get stress. I should have done that. Oh, well. Okay.
Oh, thank you. I would love to be stressed out by yellow.
Oh, and if you're a scientist, right, James?
Yes, I am.
So if you fail a sanity check, then everyone else gets a stress point.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
But you didn't fail.
I didn't fail.
Okay. Yeah, so that's you. So you also see there's a small workstation of scientific equipment set up nearby.
I click the radio. It's like, so I'm assuming this is the Dr. Giovanni's equipment.
Yeah, he set that up. That's the yellow stuff.
I'm gonna look at his equipment, but not touch anything.
Okay.
See if there's anything like.
So it's just a small. Basically, it's like a small computer terminal setup. There's a scanner that you can see is relaying readings from this location to the Heracles.
Okay.
There is also a scrap of paper on the desk. And written on it is 0389.
This stuff corresponds to no substance in my database. Fascinating.
Yeah, it's alien goo.
I'm gonna use my med scanner and scan it.
Make an intellect check.
Okay.
Do you have any skills that would
first aid?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'm going to dip my finger and put a little bit in my mouth.
Oh, you have to take your helmet off.
Yeah, so. All right, so I'm going to hold my breath, dip my finger, and slip my helmet for a second, put it in my mouth, then close the helmet, and then perfect. Exhale.
87 out of 62.
Oh, they say there's five.
Make another sanity, make a sanity check, save.
Dang.
Is to exhale.
Yep, that I passed. Six.
Okay. You get just a whole bunch of, like, errors back from your med scanner. It doesn't know what this is, and that freaks you out a bit. There's just, like, it gives you some basic building. Like, you know, there's elements in there, like, literal elements that it recognizes.
So, like, organic compounds of some...
There's definitely some organic compounds, but everything else is just completely alien. It's more than your med scanner can handle. You'd have to take a sample to an actual lab.
Okay.
I am so glad I got to see this with my own eyes.
The med scanner does not like this stuff.
Ooh. Curiouser.
Yeah, we've just been avoiding this place while we do the rest of the mining.
Have you come across it anywhere else?
No, just here.
Just here. And there's just only this one fleshy sack thingy that spewed it out, right? There's no others that you've seen in this?
Not that we've seen.
So you saw a crack in the wall, followed the crack, and then found this natural cavern with this goo inside.
Well, the mapping droids, the mapping bots found the crack, sent a drone in to scan to see if there's, you know, more ore in here to mine. It detected that and flagged it for us. We came down here, took a look, and then I notified the company.
Are there any other means of egress in this tunnel, this chamber, or just the one tunnel where you came in?
Just the tunnel you came through.
Okay.
Is this more or less goo than when you first discovered it? Like, has it been producing more goo since you first seen it, or is it this puddle just remain the same?
She like looks at it. It might be a little more.
Have you taken any samples of it?
Well, I'm sure that
Dr.
Giovanni might have some in the Heracles. I figure we should go have a nice chat with him.
Oh, perhaps we should. His scanner seems much more up to the job than this old thing.
Okay, so you want to head back?
I suppose so.
Yeah, I'm sure he had proper tools.
So as you turn around, Sonia, one second, I'm getting something on station comms, and she switches channels, and so she's off your channel, and you're watching her, and she tenses up. It's a little hard to tell in the vac suit.
I was still expecting where her ass would be, but
there's not much to see.
But I've been alone on a ship with a bunch of females and something that could be he or she.
Don't call them something.
No.
Tyler will kick your ass.
Tyler is also with you.
Yeah.
they're just the strong silent type.
I mean, he could even be an android for all we know. Or she.
They.
Or it. They.
Maybe they are. Well, androids aren't usually that gruff.
Could be a first model.
Could. True. Could be. So after a minute, Sonia comes back on the comms. Yeah, I need to lead you back. Apparently, one of my other people has gone missing.
Oh. Well, that's hard. Well, let's head back. I mean, we were planning to do that anyway, so...
Yeah.
I guess now we got to do it with a bit more urgency.
Yep.
Lead the way.
All right. So she leads you back. It takes you about a half hour to make your way out of here, then back up through the mine. And then you eventually make it back to the airlock and the mine entrance, so you can take your helmets off and take off your vac suits if you want. She just starts quickly stripping down her suit. I gotta go.
No.
If you wanted, you can try to talk to the doctor. If not, we'll be in the quarters. I'll be in the quarters or the mess or something. With practiced ease, she strips off her vac suit and hangs it. You know, she makes sure to stow all her gear because she is a professional, and then just leaves you there.
It's like she's done this once or twice.
Yes, you would think so. Well, I suppose I'll follow you to talk to the good doctor.
Yes, I'm very curious about this goo. It looks fantastic.
Okay.
Although she said that there might be more of it now than when she first discovered it, do you think it could be her crewmates? She somehow got liquefied by it?
A troubling thought. You should stop having those.
Okay, so you head over to the airlock to the Heracles, and it is locked. But there's like a...
Like an intercom or yeah, like yeah. Because I'm sure, like, rap-tap-tapping on it...
Yeah, no, that really, won't work.
Yeah, that won't... Yeah.
But there is a button so you could, like, communicate with, you know...
I go to push the button and I miss.
Damn it!
Your finger just goes through the wall. Oh. Gets sucked out of space. We lose too many people that way.
Knew we shouldn't have made this station out of tin foil.
And so I push the button.
Okay. You push, nothing happens. I mean, it happens. It like buzzes the ship, but there's no response.
Now I start getting impatient. I buzz it once more. Just keep buzzing it and holding it down.
No, no response.
What the shite is this?
I believe the good doctor is being rude.
I believe so, too. I think he can get the door open. It's like a keypad or something.
Mm-hmm. A number keypad.
I have computers. Can I give it a try?
Sure. Make a intellect plus computers.
Okay. I've been rolling like shit tonight, so...
There's no moxie or anything? We, like, flip or re-roll or...
No.
Yeah, that's a 99.
Crit failure! You take stress. It's a fucking keypad. You should be able to do this. But...
There's only so many numbers with a combination.
Yeah. But you can't. It's...
0000. Damn it! 0001. Damn it!
Wait,
0002. Damn it!
Why are you doing it by four? It could be any number.
As you're watching Andrea do that, you remember you found a piece of paper.
Ah! Oh, yeah. You know that there was a paper on his desk, 0389. Why don't you try that one?
Now, listen, Mr. O'Flanagan, I am a very highly trained android. I am an expert technical support specialist, but I'll humor you. 0389.
Boop. Light turns green. You hear the chunk of the lock sliding out of the airlock.
You had it. Well, then. You had it. I had faith in you. You would have gotten it eventually. Yeah. Started with the 001s.
I only had 385 more numbers to try.
You were almost there.
Yeah.
I believed in you.
Okay. So, yeah, door. You have to, like, turn the handle, but the door is open. The airlock is open.
We invite ourselves in.
All right. So.
Now, Tyler, you watch me behind.
Yeah, I got your back. So Tyler's bringing up the rear?
Yeah.
Okay. So. You enter. There's another just short airlock, and you enter into the Heracles. So the interior of the ship, it's smaller. It's sleek, white, and clean. You could tell right away this seems to be more of a science lab, a science ship. You enter into what seems to just kind of be like a common room, a small common room, and standing in the middle of the room is a man.
Dr. Giovanni.
He slowly turns around. You see a shorter, balding man. He's got a little bit of a paunch. He's wearing a hazard suit, but like the sleeves are like the top is like pulled down and wrapped tight around his waist. He's got a pair of infrared goggles that are like around his neck, and he's silent, and he just smiles at you, and this viscous yellow goo just dribbles out of his mouth and down his chin. Make fear saves.
Yeah, that's a fear. That's a fear. So when I'm at a disadvantage, that means I roll less.
You roll twice and take the worst results.
If
one was a 98 and the other's a 99, you take the worst result.
Which is a 99.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, this is an 88,
Also, roll loyalty for Tyler there.
And that's an 84, so the 88 wins, which is, I'm assuming, a critical
failure. That's a crit failure. Yeah, why am I taking... I don't need my phone.
Tyler rolled a 73 out of 26.
Okay. Well, nothing bad has happened just yet.
He's going to leave the Irishman and the robot to fend for themselves.
So what did you get, Ryan?
I got a 14.
You passed?
Yeah.
All right, so you're good.
Dr. Giovanni, you have some stuff.
You got
a little bit of stuff on your mouth.
Jones, you got a critical failure, so you take a stress.
Of course. I'm surprised it's just one.
And then you make a panic roll.
I believe.
Wait, you might...
goes up, right?
Yeah, your stress goes up. One second. Because you might have to...
Shit myself.
Saves. If you critically fail a save... Yeah, actually, take two stress.
Okay, that's fair. Crit failed.
And then you make a stress test. So you roll 2d10.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to add them together.
Uh-huh.
What'd you get?
A 10.
All right, so I'm assuming that's over your current stress.
Of course, yes.
All right, so you, if you roll over your current stress, you don't panic, and you relieve one stress.
Oh, groovy.
Because there's a whole panic effect table here. You could just fucking die.
That's an option, or that's a
result. That's if your stress is, if your roll... Wait, roll for the panic. Oh, okay, so the way it works is you roll 2d10 and you add them together, and if it's less than your stress, you panic. So then you would roll again and add your stress to that. And if you get a 30 or higher, you just die. So you need a lot of stress first. Okay.
So I don't run away like a screaming girl.
No, but you are...
I'm definitely...
perturbed.
Oh, yeah. No, that's...
And so, which one of you is up front? Tyler is in the rear.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
As established.
I guess I would have gone first.
I stopped to tell Tyler to watch my ass.
All right. So in that case, he is lunging for you.
Okay.
So you, everyone, make a speed check.
Jesus,
that's how you
Christ
determine initiative.
He's got the goo in his mouth.
95.
All right.
10.
Okay. Can I have one more index card? And make an instinct check for Tyler. Thank you.
Uh, 67 out of 25.
All right. So the way initiative works is it goes whoever passed their speed test, enemies, and then whoever failed their speed test. So, JH, you passed.
Yes.
All right. So it's you, and then it's the doctor, and then it's Andrea, and we'll let Tyler bring up the rear. What's your speed?
39.
All right, so it's higher than his instinct, so you would go first. So, JH, you are up first. So you see the doctor is just grinning and leaking goo out, and it's, like, dripping down onto his chest. And then you see him move, and you see a glint, and you didn't notice at first the scalpel in his hand. And he, still silent, lunges and is going for Andrea.
I'm going to try to get out of the way.
Not your turn yet.
Okay, so there's no, like, reflexive defense?
Well, you would make an armor save.
Okay, so I...
Well, it's not his turn yet either. Okay. It's JH's turn.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to... Is there any way I could, like, pull Andrea out of danger? Like, I see him about to launch, so, like, Andrea doesn't look like she's fully aware.
Yeah, that would be a speed. I'd say that's a speed test.
Speed? 26 out of 29.
Okay. So you grab Andrea and just yank her out of the way. So that's going to... I'm going to say that gives him disadvantage on his attack. So you still have to make an armor save, Ryan.
Okay.
But he's going to...
Should I wait and see if he passes?
Sure. Well, no, this isn't your turn. It's just a reflexive thing.
Right. But it does. If he doesn't pass, then...
True. Yeah. Okay. So he gets disadvantage. That is a 98. And... a 20, so he takes the 98, which misses.
Okay, I would hope so.
Yeah, funny that. So now he lunges and swipes at where you just were. You hear the whoosh of the scalpel slicing through the air, and now it is your turn.
All right, I have a Trank pistol, so I'm going to pull that out.
Okay.
And shoot him with it.
Go for it.
All right, do I get to add my military training to that?
You do.
Okay. 39. And I rolled a 97.
Okay, well, you're a little shaken up, and he's... And so you miss. And you...
There really is no, like, flip or re-roll?
No. It's meant to be a tough system.
Yeah, no, that is
it,
that's
it
tough.
Puts the survival in survival horror.
Oh, yeah. I am rolling like hell tonight,
Jimmy.
So... I don't think I've rolled under, like, a 60 all night. I passed
right.
that one.
And if you want, what's Tyler doing?
I guess maybe Tyler will...
Tyler's natural instinct is to protect us, so...
He's got an SMG...
Yeah, Tyler's got an SMG if you want him to pull out and shoot.
Sure. That's probably a real bad idea in a pressurized environment, but you know what?
It's a space
trained.
SMG. They're trained, yeah.
Yeah, they're trained.
So that's
Marines
their
are trained.
Combat role.
I'm just going to call...
Why don't you roll? Because I'm rolling like shit.
I'm going to call Tyler Marine.
He's got a 1 in 4 chance of passing.
So what's his...
25.
So 9.
9. All right. He... Giovanni rolls.
Oh, 35, actually, because...
And does not. So Tyler pulls out their SMG and lets out a burst. There's no crit, no... Okay, so...
How would I have done? 72.
All right.
I think it's time to change that 10.
No, I did. The other one was worse.
So again, the most of the enemies are kind of like the hired help. So it just has hits; it doesn't have hit points. So the doctor gets hit, and you watch as the blood starts to seep out, but it's kind of the wrong color.
Ah, damn.
A little gray. Yellower than it should be. And then we are back at the top, so JH.
I mean, I feel like shooting a flare at it would be very dumb.
You are pretty close.
Mm-hmm. If it had a rigger gun, I might actually puncture the ship.
That might pierce the hull, yeah.
And my vibrachetti.
Go with the vibrachetti.
I think that's my best option.
All right.
So I'm going to try and disarm him with my
blade. You pull out your vibrachetti, make a strength check.
Do I get my military training?
Yes, if you have military training, you can
disarm him in a very literal sense.
Yeah. If you get a crit, you would literally disarm him.
So it would be... Okay.
So you add 10% to whatever your body skill is. Okay. Strength, sorry.
Yeah, so it would be 42. And I got 39 out of 42.
Let's see. Misses. So you hit him. How many hits does he have? All right, you kill him. Both of you make body saves.
Oh, God.
I did. 13 out of 40.
I did not. 28 out of 25.
And, make an instinct roll for Tyler.
Okay, I guess I'll do it. Tyler got an 8 out of 25. Ho, ho!
All right. I will ask you, because you failed.
I did. 28 out of 25.
Make a loyalty roll for Tyler.
Okay. Nope. 47 out of 26.
All right. Tyler does not step in the way for you. You succeeded?
I succeeded.
All right. So Tyler, you and Tyler, right. Tyler succeeded. You succeeded. So, which makes sense. So you guys watch as JH, like, pulls out his vibrochetti and just kind of, like, hits the button to activate it. And
just for, well, go ahead.
And activates it, and you just slice down the doctor's front, and the blood sprays out and hits you. You've just got, like, yellow red going up and on your face and skin. Andrea and Tyler, you do not get hit. James, would you be so kind as to make a body save with disadvantage?
All right, so I got 25 and 19.
So 25. What's your body save?
My body is exactly 25.
Okay.
Is that good?
That means you passed.
Okay. I thought it was like without matching is good.
I believe so. Okay. I'm going to say at or under. I would believe so.
I think that's usually the way it works.
Stats. It says you must roll under the appropriate stat, otherwise you fail. I'm going to say at is okay.
You're going to add 1/100th of a percent.
Yeah.
1%.
I'll let you.
I'm more tired than I realized.
Oh no! So for skills, you have to roll under. For saves, it says you roll equal to or under.
Oh, thank God.
Okay. Oh, but then it says just like with a stat check, so it's probably a typo for the stat checks, which makes sense. Yeah. So
add or under.
Yeah. So you're good. You take a stress.
Of course. I just got sprayed with yellow goo.
What I was gonna say was, Tyler doesn't throw himself in front of the blood spatter. Andrea goes to throw herself in front of the blood spatter because she figured it'd be better than the organics taking it. But Tyler reaches up and just like puts their hand on her shoulder and stops her from doing that.
Yeah, so you just get splattered. His body falls down.
Fuck! What the fuck!
I'm gonna look around. Is there like a towel or something?
There is make a intellect check.
Okay. 28 out of 52.
Okay. So you do a quick look around. There's no towel in here. The ship does have a science lab and there is a washroom. But it looks like it has been violently destroyed. But in the science lab, I will throw you a bone. There's a like an exposure shower, like an emergency shower.
Oh, Mr. O'Flanagan, there is an emergency shower in Dr. Giovanni's lab over here.
I just bolt. Just spray.
Yeah, well, you it's like one of those, so you just like pull the cord and just psh, water. First there's water, and then there's some sort of chemical that drops down on you. So you, like it pulls it, and the water just falls down, and then you hear a little computer voice say, close your eyes. And then just this stringent chemical just falls on you and burns your nostrils and stings your skin a bit too. And then more water falls and covers you. And then like water pulses out from like jets in the side. You're just, you step out of it like 2 or 3 minutes later. You're soaked to the bone and you smell like antiseptic, but all the blood, I mean, there's still like red stains on your shirt, but like everything seems to be gone. Your skin is clean. Cleaner than it's been in a long time.
Yeah.
Basically got a free chemical peel.
Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. I can't believe they got on me. He's obviously been working in close proximity, but... Oh, how did it get in his body? Oh, and it... on. Oh, no. Is it going to get on me? Oh. Oh, God. Are you... Obviously, this stuff is some kind of biological contaminant.
Oh, but is it environmental, or did he do something stupid?
I will check his records.
All right, well, so while he was in the shower, you were able to look around. You could see there is a microscope in the science lab as well. There is a tape recorder, not a cassette recorder / player. And there is also, and inside of it, there is a cassette.
All right. In that case, I will rewind the tape and play the record.
So you look at it, as you could see, like, through the little viewing glass. It says, Dr. E. Giovanni, log HRCLS-EX0119. Unfortunately, I don't have the audio files that come with the game. They didn't download properly.
Oh, balls.
Unless you want to pause for a minute, I can try to download them on my phone.
Yeah, sure. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. With some theater of the mind.
Gonna sound great.
And we're back.
Yeah. Well, it will aesthetically because it's supposed to be an audio cassette. Yeah.
All right.
So you hit play and...
Initial reports confirmed. Subject appears to be biochemical in nature. Place of origin suggests medical use, though that's not much of a theory. Disappearance of worker 7709, likely unrelated. Possible negative reaction to water? Not yet clear. I'll follow this up in the morning. Initial positive result on the substance's medical properties. Whether it's possible to control its effects on our biology, what is essentially alien biology, currently inconclusive. It's incredible. Truly incredible. A rate of healing beyond anything. It's almost as if it's replacing cells entirely, rewriting the body at the molecular level based on some, like a cocoon, how the creature is broken down and then remade. If anyone finds this, please, don't touch it. Do not come into contact with the...
Fuck.
That's what you hear.
Fuck. I'm just picturing I'm listening to this while he's in the back, like, in the emergency shower, just like, close your eyes.
Lots of fuck.
Mr. O'Flanagan, you may want to hear this last part, and then I play back the part about how you shouldn't touch it.
No, it says don't come into contact with the, and then it blanks. It could be anything.
I'm guessing it's the stuff.
I mean,
maybe because it was in his body, it wasn't pure. So maybe I had that few moments, or maybe I'll be good.
Can I? I'll use my med scanner on him.
Sure. Make your first aid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Roll that intellect plus first aid.
Cool. Yep, that is 57 out of 62.
Oh, thank God.
You do not, it lets you detect foreign substances?
Abnormalities and poison.
I'm checking right too.
Yeah. Well, since they couldn't determine what was in the stuff, so if that, it went off the scales while standing
in. Scanner. Analyze for disease or abnormalities without having to do a biopsy or autopsy.
No abnormalities. It's not picking anything up in his system.
Yes. You are 100% human, and I show.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank Jesus. Oh.
All right. So the only other things of note in here, there is a science lab which you can use if you wanted to. There's a microscope. You can see it has a slide in it, and there's also the body of Dr. Giovanni.
Well, I am no expert, Mr. O'Flanagan, but you are a biologist, perhaps.
Would I perchance be able to borrow your hazmat suit?
Oh, certainly.
Because I'm pretty sure this one is contaminated.
The one he's wearing? Yeah, there's a good chance. Yeah. He's got that. He also has the infrared goggles hanging around his neck.
I don't think I want to touch him.
They don't seem to have any goo on them. I'm just saying.
I'm gonna do the med scan thing on Giovanni.
Okay. Make the roll again.
24.
You get like 50% human, 50% error.
Well,
he's definitely contaminated by whatever that stuff is.
This med scanner does not like that stuff, and he is full of it.
Oh God! So his tapes made it sound like it was rewriting his own biology to recreate the substance.
Like a cocoon, he said, liquefying a person from the inside.
He is pretty leaky.
Yeah,
his body.
He wasn't really bleeding so much as oozing. Tyler, thanks for having my back there.
Yep.
Much appreciated.
All right, yeah, make another loyalty check for Tyler after hearing that tape.
14 out of 26.
All right, and both of you also make sanity checks after hearing that tape.
I feel
sanity
like
saves.
12.
95.
All right, you you take one stress.
Ryan
take two.
Okay.
That is
a
fair.
It's a one shot. I'm just going to pile on.
Yeah, no, no. That,
I mean,
I'm not going to lie. It's entirely fair. I got sprayed with an unknown substance, which you said.
Did you take stress for that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
You
just
put me up, and then I passed the.
Right.
And then I went down.
No. That was for.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Launched. That was for initially. So I went up to. I should be at. No, I think I'm where I'm supposed to be at.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, like I said, there's his body and the microscope that's left in here.
So, I think I'm going to borrow Andrea's haz suit, and then I think I'm going to start going through all of his stuff, like checking out through the scope. Do I need to use
it's
intelligence?
Gonna be biology? Yeah, intelligence and biology is a disadvantage.
Okay.
If you had xenobiology, you could do it, but this is just regular.
Is that even? Is there a xenobiology?
Yeah, it's a master.
Oh, that's a master. Oh, yeah. I'm not there yet.
No.
Not there
yet. So disadvantage on this.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. So intelligence.
So intellect plus 10% at disadvantage.
So 59. All right. So 55. And 48.
All right, so you take the 48 because it's at disadvantage.
Okay.
So what you find out from let me just double check what it says here. Successful xenobiology check will reveal the full nature of the goo. It wasn't xenobiology. So I will tell you that based on his notes and your observations of it and a few quick experiments you do, the infection is fast. It's would probably, in less than a day, it would start killing you. If you're infected, you'll probably be dead within a day.
Okay. Dead by dawn.
He did also mention that the stuff might have some kind of a hydrophobic reaction. Is there any water around?
Well, there's the emergency shower. There is a washroom here.
But it was violently destroyed.
It was violently destroyed with a crowbar. You might be able to...
Might give it some, parasitic...
If you make a... mechanical repair check?
I don't have that skill.
Alright, so just make an intellect check to see if you can, maybe get one of the faucets working.
Okay.
Nope. Crit fail.
No. You're trying to fix a faucet. There's no real other penalty for that other than it just doesn't.
Well, you just turn the emergency shower on.
Actually,
I was going to say, I'm really glad you didn't say that, water just starts spewing out of the
thing. Well, no, that would give you what you want.
Yeah.
But you... slip while working, you take 3 damage. You, you're trying to, get some pipes and you cut yourself.
Okay.
You bleed your android blood.
So this thing got on him, he destroyed the washroom, so I'm assuming that it might have some sort of fear of water.
I thought he did seem to indicate that on the recording.
And it seems to liquefy with in a day, but that would mean that if those 2 workers that went missing came into contact with this stuff, that means they would have had to have physically touched it, unless it has a way of... Maybe it infected the doctor, and he infected the other crew while they'd be eating with them.
Almost infected you. That's, any of them could have been a vector.
I think we should go and talk to Sonia and let her know what we found here.
All right.
I was going to say, we've pretty much learned everything we can learn from this, right? I think.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I also have some chemistry, but I don't think that would be much more than the biology.
Yeah, it's not going to give you anything different.
I think this definitely needs to be brought to the attention of the workers here that they are definitely in danger.
So you head back out into the workspace, and there is the door to the quarters, which is where Sonia said she'd be. So you head through into there.
Well, I change out of the hazmat suit first because it's contaminated and I wouldn't want to contaminate anyone
that's
else.
Fine.
So that's...
All right, so as you enter the quarters, you can see it's a simple room. This one is a little more homey than the workspace you were in. It has actual floors and walls and lighting. There are, you can see there's drop ceiling tiles that have the lighting in it just to make it a little more livable. There's 5 doors on each side. The center of the room, the main room is just sort of a communal living area, and as you walk in, to your right you can see doors that lead to the washrooms, and to your left you could see is the mess. The way the quarters are laid out, like I said, there's 5 doors on each side, 10 total because it's made for a 10 crew.
Before we leave, before we leave Dr. Giovanni's ship, we're gonna close up and reactivate the security.
Sure. Yeah, you lock the door and you punch the code back in and lock it. All right. So you're in the quarters. One or two of the doors are open. You hear people around inside. As you're walking by, so where are you going? Are you just heading to the mess?
Someone said she was heading to the mess, right?
Well, yeah, we're looking for them, so.
Yeah.
Looking for the crew.
All right, so as you're coming out, or as you're walking through, a big man steps out of the one of the doors on the far end that would on your way to the mess. And he glares at you guys.
Whoa. Don't be no trouble. We're just looking for Sonia.
Who the fuck are you?
We're the crew that's picking up the stuff to take, and
Not the stuff. The ore.
We are
the complement of the flying floating Duchess.
He's just kind of standing there. He's wearing a vac suit, which is weird because he's not in vacuum, and they're cumbersome and kind of annoying. And you can smell him. He's kind of smelly, like he hasn't washed in a while.
Like your vac suit, do you?
Yeah.
Comfy.
Yeah.
But about Sonya, we actually have something really important we need to talk to her about so that we can get past, or if you want to go get her, we'll stay here.
She's in the mess.
Okay. So...
He's not blocking your way.
Oh, okay.
He's just
kind of standing there. Like, you could walk... Like, he's, like, taking up half the hallway, so you can walk by him. He's just kind of standing there with his arms crossed and looking at you. And as you walk by him... He reeks.
Oh, God.
He's been working in the mines and sweating and has not been showering.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, so you head through into the mess. Like I said, it's a communal eating area. On one side of the wall, there is an automated kitchen unit, which is one of the things that you were restocking. You can go up and order, select certain number of dishes from it. There is a cardboard box in the corner. And they're written on it. There's like a little hole cut in it, and written on it, it says Prince. And you see a little, two little bowls, one with food, one with water, laid out. And you see there's a little cat in the box. There's also a hydroponic garden against one wall that's connected to the vents. It's growing some fresh vegetables. There's a rotating schedule pinned next to it. To see who is tasked with upkeeping it.
Does it rotate on its own, or is it just they have to manually?
They have to manually rotate. Okay. You can see right now Mike is supposed to be the one rotating it, and the plants are visibly beginning to wilt.
Mike disappeared last night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you enter the room. Sonya is kind of pacing back and forth. One of the other crew members is sitting at a table. Sonya, calm down. They're probably just in the mines and, you know, the rocks blocking their radio signals.
I try to catch her eye and kind of wave as I walk over to her.
What is it? Have you seen Ashraf or Rosa or Dana?
No. We have not. We have seen Dr. Giovanni. He is dead.
What? The woman sitting at the table turns around. Wait, what?
That stuff that you showed us appears to be some kind of biocontaminant.
It's a...
It liquefies you from the inside out, then you become a puddle.
Oh, cool. Well,
and,
great.
But the thing is, you live with it for a few days, and it... Well, for a day, it starts to kill you, but I think it also has, like, a thing with your mind where it's kind of like parasitic, you know, zombifies you, kind of, where you...
He attacked me with a scalpel.
Great. Okay.
I'm going to scan the cat and make sure it's not a vector.
okay. Make a...
The cat's in the box?
Yeah, the cat's in the box.
But it knows you're not human. Then again, they run from humans, too. So
I'm trying to say, make an intellect check to approach the cat without scaring it away. At disadvantage, because you're an inhuman undead.
Okay. That's a 12. And that is a 53, which hits it.
53, okay.
So
you get down and get close. The cat, like, backs up into its box a bit, but doesn't run away.
All right.
So make an intellect check for your med scan, and you get your first aid.
Like, this is its home, so it's just, like, it's not going to run, but...
Okay, that's a 40 out of 63.
Yeah, no. Standard cat. That's what you get.
Cat.
Good
cat.
Prince. The cat is not infected.
Well, at least there's that.
Yeah, your cat's...
You also know, being an android owned by the company, Ryan, that having a cat on the station is against protocol.
I'm not going to mention that. I will be reporting that.
Okay.
I don't want my relationship with my colleagues to sour.
So, has the doctor been out and about, or has he been locked in his ship this whole time?
No, the last time I saw him out was yesterday. He was going to that site, and he was coming back mumbling something about samples and discovery, and then that was the last I saw of him.
You asked a lot of names before. Has it gone from one crew member missing to five?
Four right now.
Okay.
Mike's been gone. Since you got here, we've lost Ashraf, Dana, and Rosa.
Well, we've been with you most of the time, and then we've been in the doctor's quarters. I'm aware. I'm just letting you know that. But have any of these people come in contact with the stuff or the doctor?
I mean, I told them that stuff was off limits. I mean, maybe the doctor, but I mean, I don't keep strict tabs on everyone. It's a small station. You've already seen most of it.
Because this stuff is, if you touch it, it infects you. It's that bad. I don't know if somebody accidentally touched it or if it was on. The doctor didn't decontaminate properly. Maybe he interacted with one of two of these people. Like, has he been walking to and from the site on his own, or has he had an escort?
No, he's been on his own. I mean, the first time we escorted him there, and then he left it. He outranks us.
All right. I mean, as far as getting this stuff aside, how is it spreading? We probably have to report this in, saying that this place needs to be quarantined.
Shit. Okay. The woman who's sitting down sighs, like, well, guess we're not getting our bonus this year.
What is company protocol in situations like this? Like, should we be isolating all of this stuff?
I'm going to say company protocol is contain the xenospecimen. And then alert headquarters so that they can send a proper science team to assess its properties and commercial applications.
And then said scientist had gotten infected and died, so...
They just have to send more next time.
Yeah.
At this point, both of you on your comms... Oh, and Tyler as well. Your comms beep because she is messaging you.
Go ahead, Duchess.
Andrea, I've heard some of the communications from the ship. I mean, from the station. It seems that there might be some trouble. Is everything all right?
We are dealing with a possible biocontamination. We are dealing with a biocontamination situation. There appears to be some kind of xenocontaminant present on the asteroid, and it is not agreeing with any of the organics.
Oh, crap. We should probably check the stuff that's loaded on the ship.
I see. Well, that is an unfortunate situation.
Any of the crew on our ship?
No, it's all bots.
I know, but the crew went missing since we got here, so could have any of them stowed away?
Oh.
I'm asking.
I'll ask Duchess. Have any of the following employees come aboard the floating Duchess, and I'll send her?
No station employees have boarded the ship. Both of you make we'll call them intellect checks.
Okay.
22.
35.
That's a crit.
Out of 49.
You got a crit.
Yeah, yeah.
Crit. So you both hear from down the hall, you hear thunk. And then, Andrea, you hear the distinct rumbling of ship engines. make a fear save.
Our captain abandoned us. Ought two.
All right. You're not biological.
No.
I rolled her loyalty.
I'll be fine.
I did not roll under her loyalty. Andrea, I'm only sending this message to you. Do not let the biological crew know, but I have disengaged from the airlock and moved the ship a safe distance away from the station in case the reactor, it doesn't have a reactor, it has a generator. In case you feel the need to scuttle the station in order to preserve integrity.
I understand. Please transmit my report to HQ, and be sure to note that the crew members have in their possession one cat.
I will add that to my reports. Yeah, so you just hear the thunk. Sounds a lot like an airlock closing.
Did somebody go out into the mine?
Oh, that would be Duchess.
Okay, why is she sealing up?
she's preserving mission integrity.
Okay.
Both of you make intellect checks. Andrea to lie. Andrea, you get disadvantage.
Okay.
Nope.
What did you say we were doing?
Intellect.
Yes. 52
out of 53. 50 over 49.
Oh, all right.
I just missed it.
Yeah, you believe her.
Yeah. Oh, just ask her to scan the ship. The cargo may be infected.
I will note that. I'll say to Duchess, you know, just be sure to run a biological scan of all the cargo that was brought aboard to make sure there's no contaminants.
Understood.
So just to be clear, she's leaving, right? She's not just...
No, she's not leaving. Okay. She's, pulling away a kilometer or two. Just in case the asteroid explodes, she won't get destroyed with it. But she could be back in a few minutes to pick you up if she decides that it's worth it.
Okay.
That would mean convincing her.
So more than half your crew is missing. How many you got left?
We got me. We got Rie here. And then there's Jerome, Cantaro, and Morgan.
Cantaro?
Yeah, you might have seen him. Real big guy, wearing his vac suits.
Doesn't shower.
I fucking told him to take a shower, but he decided not to listen. And the other one, Rie, says, oh god, yeah, he's... He really fucking stinks.
You can't force a horse into water or something, right?
Yeah, but you can't dock a horse's pay for... environmental contamination.
quite right. Alright, so...
So we'll get everyone that's left together, we'll get them on your ship, and we'll head to the next station.
Alright, we're going to have to scan everybody first, obviously, go through and test everybody, make sure no one else is contaminated, because this thing has to stay... on this station.
Right. Yeah, of course.
We should ensure that the specimens are contained. Dr. Giovanni is dead, and we've sealed his ship. Is there a way we could seal that chamber?
In the mine?
In the mine.
I mean, we'd have to... I mean, the airlock to the mine can be locked, but, I mean, if you want to go back in there, we'd have to blow it up.
Hmm. Well...
The tape said something about regenerative properties, right? Something about self-replicating itself for healing?
Yes.
Wait, what?
Dr. Giovanni had compiled quite an extensive bank of notes about this substance.
And then for some reason touched the substance with unprotected hands.
Great, so he was an idiot.
Yeah.
He did note that it does seem to have hydrophobic properties. It does not react well to water.
Well, I mean, we've got the washrooms, but we're on a rock out in space. We're not exactly...
flush with water.
Yeah.
I mean, I would suggest everyone wash up and do a roll call.
Yeah, well, we were down to 3 showers because one of them broke. And Rie says, yeah, Mike said he accidentally broke the shower last night.
That could have been the, that could have been the stuff. But Dr. Giovanni also violently destroyed his shower.
Okay. Both of you can make intellect checks, too.
28.
So you both pass.
Yes.
There's another crew member you know of who hasn't been showering.
How long has Kentaro not been showering?
The Rie and Sonia look at each other. 2 or 3 days, maybe?
Was this common for him beforehand? Have you worked with him before? Or is
sometimes he'd skip a day, but not like this. I mean, he hasn't even taken off his vac suit. It's just cooking in there.
Maybe his biggest stature is kind of slowing the process.
He may be a vector.
Great. Well.
And not going to lie, love, he's a pretty big guy.
Yeah, he is. He's a loader. That's what he does.
Can't be forcing him to do much, physically at least. You just like throw up in your mouth a little bit from saying that. I think this stuff has a way of trying to protect itself when infecting a new host.
Do you have any other hazmat suits on board the station?
Do they have any other ones in the workspace chamber?
They got a lot of vac suits.
No, there might be one in the med bay. No, there wouldn't be. No. I mean, we're not a hazmat situation. We're a mining operation. We've got vac suits,
which pretty much protects them against anything. Almost everything. Not radiation, though, right? No, maybe a bit of radiation.
A little bit.
Yeah, just the minor stuff.
Yeah.
Nothing big.
Just a few cosmic rays and solar radiation.
We're going to have to get everyone cleaned up and see if we can scan Kentaro to see if he's a vector. Sadly. All evidence so far points to he might be.
Oh, perhaps we could, effect some kind of ruse. I could say that I am, performing the annual, company medical scan. And I give like a weird smile.
Okay, sure.
That way he wouldn't suspect.
It's worth a shot, I guess.
I mean, you're the head, right? So, I mean, I guess you should probably get the remainings.
Line everybody up.
All right, yeah, sure. So Sonia walks out into the quarters. Rie follows her. She goes, all right, everyone, come on. Company meeting. You hear a few grumbles from behind doors. Two people walk out. She looks around. Kentaro is not one of them. Where's Kentaro? One of the people walks out as a guy who shrugs. I don't know.
He was just here.
Yeah, he kind of gave me the stink eye on the way in the room.
He's not coming out. She fucking hell. She walks over to the door where you saw him before it was closed. Kentaro, come on. We need to talk. No answer.
Maybe you should all stand back.
Okay. They all take a step back. Are you opening the door?
I'm going to see if...
Tyler?
Tyler will do it.
I'm going to roll Tyler's loyalty.
I would say, me and Tyler, would surely she be locked and loaded?
89.
I'll cover you.
I mean, you're the computer guy. You can hack his door code.
It's not locked. It's just a door. It's just
door. All right. Open. Yeah. So I'm gonna point my rigging gun at the door, and I guess Tyler will be next.
Yeah.
To me.
All right. So Tyler's got their SMG pointed. You've got your rigging gun. Andrea, you walk up. You turn the handle.
Mr. Kentaro, annual company medical scan.
Are you like slowly opening the door?
Yes,
or you just,
I'm slowly opening the door, getting ready to like jump back if anything.
All right, so you open the door. It's a small room. They're all small rooms. It's maybe like a 10x10 room. You see a bunk. There's a pile of clothes in the corner.
Just a little better than a prison.
Yeah. And you also see a vac suit lying on the floor, like slumped against the wall, like a person was sitting mm-hmm. against the wall. The vac suit's just kind of deflated, and there's a spreading pile of puddle of yellow goo. Make a body save.
Zero.
Dope. Crit success. All right. So I would say you don't have to make the sanity save for that. So you just kind of, it's not like lunging towards you, but yeah. it's a fresh spreading pool. And you jump back as you would have like lapped at your feet.
I just step back and close the door. Don't go in there. He's no longer macro stable.
He's what? Sonia said. One of the other guys goes, Sonia, what the fuck is going on? Who are these people?
We are from the Floating Duchess. To bring you up to speed, there is a biological contaminant, otherwise known as yellow stuff, that was discovered in the asteroid that is capable of liquefying people from the inside, and it seems to be intelligent and spreading itself. Your Kentaro is now a puddle on the floor in there.
Okay. I'm just going to... He's gonna roll. Okay, they keep it together. What? Sonia's standing behind you. Like, wait a minute. No, let me see. Let me in there. She's moving to open the door.
No.
Are you gonna try to stop her?
Yes.
I'm gonna say this is gonna be speed checks.
Yeah. 9.
94.
She also rolled a 94. So, JH, you managed to grab her.
No. You did not listen. You touch the stuff, you get infected, it melts you inside out. If he says he's a puddle, he's a puddle. And that means it might try to get you.
Okay, so then let's get on your ship and get the fuck out of here.
The Duchess has withdrawn to a safe distance.
What?
The make a fear check. You get disadvantage because the android's there.
Yep. 95. And a 98.
Alright, take a pin stress.
Our automated captain is following company protocol.
You've got one of those fucking AI captains.
Yeah, company mandated.
Great. Okay, so then... How the fuck do we get out of here?
Well, first we have to make sure everybody's safe and not contaminated, so we're going to have to scan everybody.
If we can assure the captain that the situation is contained and none of us is a vector for this stuff, she will likely redock and allow us to embark.
Sadly, though, she might not let us take the cat. Company policy, no animals on board.
Right. I'm not as concerned about Prince right now, but that sucks. So then what do we do? Both of you make intellect checks again. That's just kind of the,
I think
going with that for a notice.
Yeah.
18. 25.
All right. So 49. You both notice that, one of the drop ceiling tiles in the room here is askance. And you can see there's like a crawl space up there because it's drop ceiling.
You
don't remember if it was like that before, but you maybe it was. You can't be sure. You weren't really looking at the ceiling when you walked in.
Sonia.
Yeah?
What runs above
the crew quarters?
The crew quarters.
Yeah, the vents up there, it's got a... like the wiring for the lights and stuff. It's just a, you know, whatever's above a drop ceiling. I don't know. I don't go crawling around up there.
Oh, fuck. I think I know where your crew is.
What?
I point out the tile that's slightly askew.
So you think they're crawling around above the ceiling and the air ducts?
I think the stuff is crawling around in the ceiling and the air ducts, which is how it's infected your crew without actually having them being touched by it. Without them actually going out of their way to touch it, it's gone out of its way to touch them.
So the yellow goo is crawling around in the air ducts?
That's what it seems like. I mean, unless someone can give me a large stick to move the tile out of the way to see what might be up there, but I'm not putting my head up there.
Rie walks over, there's like a little closet, and she just opens it up and takes out like a broom. Here.
And I'm going to move the tile.
You're going to do one of those, like, poke.
poke, yeah.
Are you going to go, like, from tile to tile, or are you just going to straighten that other one?
I'm going to move that one completely, and then I'm going to start moving from tile to tile to see if there's something up there.
I mean, there's a bunch of tiles.
Yeah, I'm...
All right, so you walk over to make a fear save.
I got to roll...
At or under.
Yeah, yeah.
But you get disadvantage.
Yeah, so... Chris, so my fear is 6.
No, my bad.
Yeah, fear is 6. Yeah. There we go. Yeah, nope. No, 26.
Well, you roll twice.
Right, 28. Oh, yeah.
Or the worst.
7.
So
I take the 28.
Yeah,
you could have crit failed.
Yeah, take a stress. You too, Ryan. Make a fear save.
Okay.
It's a stressful situation. Or actually, yeah.
74 out of 85.
Out of 85?
Yeah.
You're fine. You're an android. So it's everyone in the room is just watching as you just like take the broom and poke the ceiling tile and it lifts up. There's no extra weight on it. And you set it back down and you just walk to the next one and you poke it and then you set it back down.
Like standing directly under it. I'm just on an angle.
Right, yeah.
Because obviously something comes down, I don't want to be like directly under.
Right. So you're doing, you know, you're poking that. You go through a few of them. There's no weight. And then you poke one and you hear something small like slide down the tile and clank against the metal. It sounds like a plastic thing maybe. It's whatever it is, it's light because you barely feel it when you lift the tile.
All right, I'm going to completely get that tile off to make whatever is on there fall down.
All right, so you like knock it out of the way and another cassette tape tumbles out and lands on the floor.
Anyone got a cassette player?
Rie says, I got one in my room. Hold on.
Have someone go with you.
She points, like, 3 feet over there.
Just don't open the door alone.
Okay. Tyler, like, walks up behind her and nods, and Rie just, like, shrugs and slowly opens her door, and they both look in. And Tyler just like looks back at you and gives a thumbs up. And Rie sighs and walks in and comes out with a player, and then she puts in the tape, and you hear
dun dun.
This is Mike. I'm not okay. Something is wrong. Going back into the mine.
sanity checks.
Yep.
Sanity saves. No,
that is...
Oh, yep.
I at 25 out of 25.
4 out of 20.
Still one stress.
For both?
Yeah, for both
okay.
of you.
Good.
That's fair.
Yeah. And let's see how the rest of the crew reacts. Very well. I rolled an 11. Okay.
Yeah, so Mike's dead.
Why are you going back into the fuck? All right, Sonia. Sonia's like started pacing around again.
But you said his vac suit was still here.
I don't know. Maybe he found another one. Look,
did not seem to be perturbed by the vacuum.
He was an engineer. He could have hacked his way past the alarm. Not the alarm. The door. The airlock. Lock. Okay. Who's left? Jerome, Morgan, and Rie. All right.
And Sonia.
And so you're right. Well, Sonia's, all right. Jerome, you're with me. We're going to suit up and go down to the mine to see if we can find Mike. Rie, Morgan, you start packing up, what stuff we have left and then suit up and we'll try to convince their fucking AI ship that we're all clean.
Mike. Not Mike. Smelly guy.
Kentaro.
His room, just asking out of character, mm-hmm. Can he get through the drop ceiling over the door, or...
You don't know. You'd have to go into his room or crawl up into the drop ceiling to find out.
Or we could just look in someone else's room and just see how their room layout is, if it's all the same.
Yeah, you can go to someone else's room.
I'll check. We know that Rie's room is okay. So I'll go and take the broom from a Flanagan and kind of just, like, poke the tile up right next to the...
All right. So you poke the ceiling tile up, and then you hear Rie say, "Oh, wait, no!" And you poke it. So you're sticking your head up? You have to look. You can't just poke the tile. So you like move your chair and look. You look around. You see there is a small plastic box that is lying right next to the tile. It's kind of clear. It looks like there's a bunch of stuff in there. Mostly could be pills. And then make a intellect check.
This contraband. This is against company policy.
35, so I made it.
35. All right, one second. Okay. So you look around, and once you stick your head up, you can see that this is all just one, like, it's one open space, so all the rooms are connected up here on top. And you see traces of yellow goo all over the place. You also see it's dusty up because above this drop ceiling is just stone.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of dust and stuff up here. You see prints in the dust. Kind of like,
cat prints?
No, they're bigger than that. Three-toed prints. Kind of fuzzy shape, not quite humanoid, but kind of like just sort of splayed out with three toes.
Uh-huh.
Make a sanity check, save.
13 out of 20.
That's still one stress. Looks like something's been prowling around up here.
All right, I duck back down. We need to abandon the crew quarters immediately.
What? Why?
There's, well, all right, fine. Take a look.
Who are you talking?
Whoever just said why.
Well, that's Rie. You went in her room. So she goes and sticks her head up. What am I looking at? I don't see anything. Actually, let's see. No, she got a 91. What? She climbs back down, and she's holding that little box that was up there.
You didn't notice any of the footprints in the dust?
What? No.
Oh god, she sneezed the dust, and the dust is contaminated.
Sonia says, What are you talking about? Footprints of the dust.
There's something up there.
Like a rainbow in the...
Everyone just sort of stops again and looks up, listening. And then the first sound you hear is, meow, and everyone just kind of jumps, and Prince, like, walks out of the room.
You don't have any other animals on station, do you?
No, just Prince.
Alright, if Andrea says we need to evacuate and that there's Prince up
that
there.
That area up there, does that extend anywhere else in the station, or is it just above the crew quarters?
I mean, it's that links to the air vents. Yeah. I mean, the vents link all the crew quarters here, you know, the quarters, the mess, the washrooms, and links over to the workspace.
Ah.
Andrea, you think the pod could have been, like, an egg or something? Or could maybe the cocoon stasis that the doctor was talking about and something came out of said cocoon? And the goo could be, like, a yolk or an amniotic fluid?
We were assuming that the goo itself was the contaminant. Maybe something came out of that and is serving as the vector.
Oh, shit.
Sonia's pacing around.
I don't think it's a good idea to go in the mine to look for Mike.
We can't just leave him.
Well, he was obviously contaminated and he became goo. So you're not like you're leaving him. He became goo. Just like Kentaro did. He was infected and became goo.
Rie says, I think they're right, Sonia. We gotta go, and maybe it's...
Everyone's gotta go through a water test, where maybe my Andrea will scan, and then we'll contact our ship, and we have to get out. That's the fact.
There must be a way to seal off the vents in a compartmental fashion. Otherwise, the decompression risk would be too great. All the air would be sucked out.
I mean, I'm not sure they were too concerned about that when they built this place. We might be able to do it in the workspace computer that's hooked up to basically everything around here.
And where would the workspace computer be located?
In the workspace. It was the terminal I was using when you showed up.
Alright, so let's head back there.
I think it'd be best we all stay together.
Right. I gotta grab something from my bunk first.
I'll go with you.
Okay. She walks over and opens the room. Her room is a little bit larger than the others. Not too much larger, but a little bit.
I mean, usually heads get more comfort.
Yes.
Just a bit.
There's a hook on one of the walls. You see there's a lanyard hanging on it. She reaches over and grabs it. It's got a key card on it. And she puts it on just in case.
Understandable.
There's also...
You wouldn't happen to have rubber gloves or, like, cleaning gloves around anywhere, would you? I think it'd be best if everybody wore something and not touch anything.
Again, mining station.
I know. I'm asking just in case.
No.
We don't necessarily know that our hazmat suits would do anything. Dr. Giovanni took precautions, and look what happened to him.
Look what happened to the cook!
You're right. I mean, we don't know, but something might be better than nothing.
Well, we've got our vac suits.
Well, I guess everyone vac... Well, let's all wash up and then vac suit up. I mean, that's...
All right, so are you washing up, or are you going to the station computer?
All right, we'll go into the station computer first, and then...
I think we should start off with that med scan. I'll just scan everybody and see if the thing throws that weird error message.
All right, make the first aid check. Just one for everyone.
No.
You fail?
I fail.
A regular fail or
just a regular fail? 68 out of 63.
Battery's dead. You've been using your med scanner a lot.
Well, It appears I cannot scan everybody for signs of contamination.
I will say you can scan one of them before it dies. So you can scan. There's Sonia, Jerome, Morgan, and Rie.
I'll go with Sonia.
All right, Sonia comes back clean. And then the
battery dies.
Then the battery, yeah, you get like a low power and then just...
Oh, for fuck's sake. Oh, this was supposed to be a simple run. Come here, pick up, go home.
Well, come here, pick up, go to the next place.
Yeah.
Drop off. I recommend that we head to the workspace and do our best to seal it off. Find some batteries, and then we can scan everyone and convince Duchess to come back and take us off of this.
Also maybe do a water test. That thing seems to really hate water.
Is there a water bottle around? I'll go to the shower.
In the mess, you can get a water bottle.
All right. So yeah, I'll get a water bottle.
All right.
We just fill up a whole bunch of cups of water.
So you walk into the mess to grab a water bottle. Make an intellect check.
Okay. Intellect.
What is that? No, 89.
Okay. In that case,
this strainer should hold some water.
That's not what I'm checking for.
I know, but I thought it'd be funnier that way.
Did anybody go with me? We haven't been.
I did not say. Shit.
Make a fear save.
That's a crit. 33.
Okay.
That could. Oh, that's right. You had high fear, right?
Yeah. You hear something behind you, so make a speed check.
That is not great. 91.
91. All right. So you spin around, and you don't see anything. Make an armor check, armor save.
94 out of 30.
Okay. You also get to make a sanity save. Oh no. Yeah. Well, take 2 stress.
Okay.
And then make a panic check.
Let's see. That's just add them together, right?
Yeah. You want to get above your current stress.
I got a 13 out of 10.
Okay, so reduce your stress by 1. However, so take 16 damage.
Great.
As you walk into the mess and grab a water bottle, you hear something behind you and you turn around and there's nothing there. And you're very confused for a split second until you're just sort of sucked forward, and you feel yourself enveloped by nothing, but there's something that's just cutting you and you're feeling yourself being, devoured? So you scream, I would assume.
Yeah.
So you can hear that.
Yeah.
You and Tyler run in, make sanity checks. We're making a sanity check. And roll Tyler's loyalty.
14 out of 40.
Crit fail.
Okay.
33 out of 26.
So you take a stress.
Yes.
And then make a panic roll.
I passed them.
Alright.
Yeah, that's a...
And we add it together.
Yes, you want to be above your stress.
12.
Okay.
Over 9.
Good. So, you run in, Andrea screams, you run in, you see her leg is up, like she's kind of kicked something, and up to, like, mid-calf, just, there's nothing, you don't see anything. And she is screaming. So make a speed roll. And Tyler, you hear Tyler say, "Fuck this!" And just book.
The fuck, Tyler?
Crit failed on their loyalty check.
28 out of 29.
Okay, so once again, JH, Monster, and then Andrea. So, there's nothing that is eating Andrea.
The fucking goggles. All right, well, you have your foot up, right? As if
So this thing is devouring my leg, or
it's starting with your leg? Yeah,
it's because you said I was enveloped, like
yeah, no, not So I'll yeah, you know what? So it you kind of fell back, and so it's you feel something up to your waist.
Oh,
So when you run in, I'll just revise that. So you can't see anything on Andrea below her waist. But you feel those gnashing something at your foot first.
I'm gonna take my vibroblade and swipe right below where her feet should be.
Okay, that's in combat roll at disadvantage.
Okay, but I do have military training,
so that gives you a plus 10%. You still have disadvantage.
Yeah, okay. And it's that strength or combat?
Combat.
All right, so. 28 and 30 out of 33, so 28. Right, disadvantage?
Yeah. I dropped my dice.
Oh, it's under you. Right, you just hit it with that. Right.
Oh, well. You miss.
Okay.
I rolled double aughts.
Oh, okay.
Critical success. Which is also hard because. You don't know what you're hitting?
Yeah, no, that's... I just... It occurs to me now that I remember that the doc was wearing UV goggles. And
he was?
And I'm assuming that's a way to see.
Yeah,
whatever. I mentioned it many times.
I know he was wearing them. I know. And now it's like, oh, that's probably the only way to see it, so...
All right.
That's the rationality that my character just came to.
Andrea, make a body save.
Okay. God damn it, 50 out of 40.
Okay. So what is the... All right, so you take another 28 damage.
Why? Okay. I'm still alive. When do I get like penalties or anything? Or?
No, but you have to take some stress.
Okay.
In a second. So that counts.
I have to math.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be.
All right, so...
Take another hit like that.
You get a stress because they got a critical hit on you, so that's one. And then you take another stress for that huge chunk of damage.
Yep.
And then you have to make a panic roll because you got hit with a crit.
Great. I got a 19 out of over 11.
Okay.
So I'm not panicked.
You're very calm about being eaten alive. And now
I look up and I say, "Oh, Flanagan, please help. I am in quite a lot of pain." And then I'm going to open the water bottle and just dump it on whatever this thing is.
Okay. It's going to be combat. I will give you advantage because you're pretty close.
Yeah.
You can kind of feel it on you.
39 with my military training. 96. Or... 54. So no.
The good part is you squirt out the water bottle, and you feel whatever that was leave. Your legs are suddenly free. You watch as suddenly one of the ceiling tiles in the ceiling just gets knocked away, and you hear like on the ceiling. You look down at Andrea. She's just gone from the... How much damage did you take?
I was at 64 when I started, and now I'm at 17.
So all the flesh is gone, but like...
Well, no flesh, because I'm an android.
I mean, like, well, the synthetic flesh.
Yeah. So, yeah, her... Everything from the calf down is...
Just skeletal?
Right. And, you are... Odds or evens, Ryan?
Evens.
All right. So you are... She's missing her right leg from the knee down.
Like it's gone? Or it's, like yeah, she's got like a stub that she can still use?
No, it's gone. Okay. So make a... Both of you make fear checks. Or sanity. Saves.
I got it on the dot.
Nope.
Two for you. One stress for you.
I get two stress.
Right? You get two stress. And both of you make panic checks, too. Because, Andrea, you had a leg a second ago.
Oh, my God.
17.
13 over 12.
Oh, you just made it. All right, so you both reduced your stress by one.
I may require assistance.
So that took a few seconds, and Sonia runs in. What the fuck is happening?
The fucking thing's invisible.
It ate my legs.
Jesus Christ! She... Damn, every time I roll for these motherfuckers, they're
hardened miners. They
really are. Okay, there should be... I mean, we got shit for this. In the med bay, we have crutches at the very least, in case anyone breaks their leg.
Thank you, that would be very useful.
Alright, so help me...
Do not go alone! Tyler, you piece of shit!
Fuck!
Yeah, your guy just ran out screaming. Not screaming. Just ran out back into the workspace.
Fucking Marine. Fuck!
Okay, so...
Can you have somebody come watch her? I'll go with you, and then we'll get the crutches and...
What? Just help me fucking pick her up.
Okay, we'll carry her then.
Thank you.
Just get her, like, under the arms.
I appreciate your assistance.
So you walk back out. The other three are huddled together in the middle of the quarters, very nervous now. All right, she's out there into the workspace. So they lead you out. I forgot to mention it before. In one of the corners in the workspace, there's a corner that's... covered off with white sheet plastic and sterile lighting that kind of makes a little med bay. It only has the most basic supplies, but among those are crutches. So she hands you a crutch so you can at least support yourself. I'm going to say any like speed or combat checks, though, are going to be a disadvantage. Not any, but yeah.
I do have camping gear. Maybe we can attach a tent or something.
Yeah, perfect. We can put Andrea in a tent.
Those camping stools, like, you know, like the things that you can unfold and we'll just attach it. I mean, she's an android, so, I mean, it's not like she's going to feel if we shove something in there to act like a peg leg.
She might.
All right.
All the miners go to the wall and pull out where all the cubbies are. They pull out handheld laser cutters.
Are there batteries
for the
med scan?
Yeah, you can get new batteries for your med scan.
I am going to go back into the doctor's quarters, and I'm going to grab his fucking goggles. Somebody, please come with me.
Well, you've got Sonia, Jerome, Morgan, Rie, and Andrea. You don't see Tyler.
Fucking Marine.
Has
anyone seen where Tyler went?
One of the guys who came out before, they ran past and out here. I don't know where they are. You look. I mean, it's so there's the big open space, and then there's the pit that leads down into the mine.
Did he run down towards the mine area?
We were in there. I don't know.
Tyler,
you piece of shit, Marine.
PFC Stevens. I must warn you, I am obligated to bring this up at your next quarterly performance review.
No answer. You two, make intellect checks.
No.
Nope.
All right.
Oh, wait. I think it's a crit fail. Yep, 66.
66.
I just got a regular fail.
It was just a notice, so... No, you don't. You don't.
I'm still pissed off of that. He fucking well, that the Marine.
I was going to say you find one of his weapons on the ground, but you don't. So.
Yes. Fucking so I am just going to scan everybody to make sure they're clean.
All right,
real quick.
Make an intellect with your
with my bonus. 10 out of
all right.
63.
Yeah, everyone left seems clean.
Okay, good. So we're not getting any. I'm gonna hobble over to the workstation.
Okay.
Is there any way I can completely isolate the workspace from the rest of the station?
Make a computer check, or is that that's a. Right, computers. Yeah, so intellect plus computers.
Okay. No, 96.
96.
Jesus.
No, it's you can separate the living space from the mine and the docking bays, but the workspace and the living area are all connected as like
one unit. So if I sealed off the docking bay. Someone would have to stay here.
What do you mean someone would have to stay here?
If I sealed off the docking bay, I would be on the other side because I'm in the workspace at the terminal.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well,
yeah.
The docking bay is like, there's two docking bays. So there's the one with the Heracles that you sealed before,
uh-huh.
and there's the one that your ship was at. So there's nothing there now.
Okay.
So you could conceivably seal the docking bays from the other side, but there's no other side right now. It's
right.
Just space.
It's space.
All right. Space. So in that case, I think maybe we should try to convince Duchess that we need immediate evac.
Okay, so you can communicate with her. Andrea, how are things on the station?
The situation has deteriorated rapidly. I am severely injured. I do, however, have, what is it, 5 survivors?
1, 2, 3, 4, well, 4 plus J.H.
J.H. and I have 4 of the surviving crew who have all passed my scans, come out healthy, and we would like to request immediate evacuation.
Has the Xeno specimen been contained?
Unknown.
Can you guarantee that it won't be able to infiltrate the ship?
Well, we can sure do our best to try to make sure that doesn't happen. There would only be one entry point.
Let's see. Roll. Unfortunately, that is an unacceptable risk of company property. I am a state-of-the-art ship, and worth much more than the replacement cost of a new crew for the asteroid mining station.
Fucking bitch.
I mean, her loyalty sucks.
No. Yeah.
So it's not to you, it's to the company.
I know.
If you can guarantee that the xenospecimen is contained and or will not be able to infiltrate my ship systems, then I would be more inclined to come and rescue you, as the biologicals would say. Is this a private comm for you, or are you, like, on comm with...
I think it's a private comm for me.
Okay.
I think she talks to Andrea more than she talks to me. She only has me do people interaction.
You can make a fear save, though, Andrea. Or actually, you know what? Just take a point of panic. The stress.
Okay. Do I have to make a panic save?
No.
Okay.
Let me guess, she gave you some BS about upping the odds of her not being at risk.
Well, Duchess is concerned with the specimen that seems to be on the loose. If we can guarantee that it's contained or that it won't be able to infiltrate the ship, then she will come and evac us.
Sonya, fucking AIs. How are we supposed to guarantee that an invisible fucking whatever, can't get on the ship.
Well, I wouldn't blame the fucking AI. I'd blame the fucking company. That's who I'd blame. Those are the bastards who set the damn thing.
I'm going to blame both.
You know what? I'll jump on that bandwagon. But I can see it. There's goggles that the doctor had. I need to get to his ship to get his goggles so I can actually see the damn thing. Then maybe we can either trap it or kill it. And then tell her that the odds have gone up considerably in our favor of not being contaminated or her getting contaminated.
Okay. So, who's going with you? You could ask one of the crew, or you can ask Andrea.
I would not be very useful in this situation, as I am hobbled.
Okay, so make an intellect check, James. Not just James. To try to convince one of the crew to go with you.
So, 25 out of 49.
Okay. Sonia says... Who we got? Well, Sonia's not going.
Sonia, you got
Jerome,
that
Morgan, and Rie.
Kind of combat good.
Yeah. Well, Kantaro would have been. Jerome, why don't you go with him? Jerome's like, well, fuck, really, boss? Like, yeah, just go. Be fast. Jerome, like, sighs and glares at you. He's got a laser cutter in his hand. He picks it up.
It's just simple in and out, man. It's just simple in and out.
Right, like your delivery, right?
Remember, yeah. The specimen has regenerative properties, so it may not be dead.
God damn it, Andrea.
Yep. Good luck!
Okay.
Hope it enjoyed your foot.
you head to the... I mean, you're in the workspace right now, so the other airlock's right there. You punch in the code... And the door opens. You go in. The Heracles is much like you left it. The only difference is the body of Dr. Giovanni is gone, and where it was is a very large pile of yellow goo that is just sort of spread out across the floor. So you're gonna have to. So his suit is lying on top of it, and you can see the goggles. They are resting like on top of his shirt. They don't seem to have any of the goo on them, but they are in the middle of this puddle of it. Yeah. And Jerome says, "What the fuck is that?"
That's the doctor. That's Dr. Giovanni. Dr. Giovanni, meet Jerome.
Oh no, man! Fuck this! Jerome runs out.
You. Fucking fuck!
I rolled a 91 for Jerome. I'm sorry. He's not as calm as Sonia.
Oh, this fucking sucks. Every fucking time. So I'm gonna look for something in the room that maybe I can use as like a stick or something, or I can go. I don't want to go back into that kitchen.
There's no sticks.
No sticks.
But the puddle isn't huge.
I just don't want to step in it.
I would say with a successful speed check, you could probably like jump across and like grab the goggles with your foot as you go. I would even let you use your combat training or military training for that.
Okay,
unless you have athletics.
Combat with my speed.
Yeah, so speed plus military training.
Speed plus military. All right, I like those odds a little better. I do not.
Yeah. So speed with military training.
Oh, 7.
Okay. You like take a step back and stretch a bit and all right, JH, you got this. And then you run and jump and you let your foot trail and you feel the band of the goggles catch and you land and kind of like hop and then, you know, kick them off so you don't step on them. And you're on the other side of the goo.
Yes! Fuck yeah! Finally something went right.
You out in the other room, you hear, yeah! Fuck yeah! Just as Jerome comes running out the airlock.
Everything all right in there?
No!
Things aren't any better out here.
Yeah, well, there's no people turned into giant piles of goo out here.
That you can see.
Jerome just pales.
Thank you. I popped the intercom because I think we have shortwave radios.
It's in your suits, but yeah, you've got. Yeah, it's fine.
Got the goggles.
Are you able to get out?
Yes. Is Jerome with you? Is he okay?
He seems fine. A little shaken up.
He saw the puddle and I stupidly told him it was the doctor, thinking he could handle it.
He did not.
He did not.
All right. Well, you got the goggles. Are you going to try them or are you just taking them with you?
I'm going to put them on and then make my way to the crew, the rest of the crew.
Okay. So you put the goggles on and you flick the switch. They are infrared goggles, I believe.
I think that's what you said they was.
Yeah.
And yes, they're infrared goggles. So you put them on, you turn them on, you look around. Hey. You could see on the floor in here the footprints that Andrea saw before, that three-toed kind of fuzzy around the edge shape. You look around, they're on the floor, and then you look on the wall, and then up on the ceiling, they go around, and then you're like looking, and you look back towards the airlock where you came in, and you see, standing out in the heat pattern, this, quadrupedal mass. You see the three-toed feet. It's sticking to the ceiling like a lizard. Its body is kind of like a long undulating tube. It doesn't have any eyes you can see. It just has like a big circular mouth that opens really, really wide.
Drea, it's right here, Drea. It's looking at me.
Make a stand, babe.
Don't move. We'll be right there.
Fear?
Sanity.
10 out of 40.
Okay. Take one stress and then make a panic roll.
That's fair. Six.
Oh, finally. All right.
Fuck.
So roll again, add them together, and then add your current stress.
Okay. Sixteen.
Okay. You get a crippling fear. Gain a new permanent paranoia. Whenever you encounter this phobia, make a fear save at disadvantage or gain 1d10 stress. What is your phobia?
He'll never be the same around those invisible meat tubes. Giant mouths.
Where I put that notes?
Yeah, probably just in your notes. There's no, like, phobia list thing.
So I'm always at a disadvantage with...
Well, you get a phobia, so you get disadvantage to fear saves when confronted with that fear. What would it be, though?
Being alone.
Okay, isolation. Yep. You know, you have a crippling fear of isolation.
Everyone seems to fucking abandon me.
So you have to, whenever you're isolated like that, you have to make a fear save at disadvantage, and if you fail, you get 1d10 stress. Not right this instant, though.
Okay.
You just got it.
I'm going to say to everybody else, O'Flanagan needs help.
Let's see. They all just kind of stand there looking at each other sheepishly. Not like they're not really going to move. So, JH, you see the thing. You're looking right at it, and it just starts slowly crawling across the ceiling towards you. As it's like, you don't hear it moving. You see it, but you don't hear it moving. It's deadly silent.
That is fucking unsettling in so many ways.
Over the comms, I say, JH, I'm sorry, but I cannot help you, and no one is coming. You're on your own.
Fuck it. Would I be able to make any sane rationalization?
Yeah, you're not. I mean, you're panicking, but I mean, there's other things you could have rolled. So, you didn't roll like the panic and go crazy.
Okay.
So
I can take conscious action now.
You
all
can,
right.
You can act like
it's
normal.
It's not like I'm like in the games where like you're panicked and all of a sudden you either run away or
you fight, flee, or freeze.
Yeah.
That was not what you rolled.
Okay.
So. I just want to make sure.
You do have that crippling fear of isolation now.
But I think that only affects me again after this instance. Yeah.
Which I think is a perfectly rational reaction to.
Yeah.
No one's coming to help you.
Yeah.
It's just you and the invisible monster.
So what would you like to do?
It's coming to her. Property's a fucking shit. I'm gonna run into the shower that I used to discontaminate myself before.
Okay.
And just kinda run it.
Alright, make a speed check.
Can I can't use combat training for that, can I?
No, not for this.
27 out of 29.
27 or you said
27 out of 29.
Okay. So you start like first like you take like a slow step as you're watching, and it's just like you take a step and it moves a leg, and you take a step and it moves a leg, and it's just kind of following you, and just like fuck, and you run to the shower, and you slam the door shut, and you pull the cord, and you can kind of, so the water falls on you, and
yeah.
I say the goggles are waterproof. But the water kind of fucks with everything, so you kind of see this vague shape on the other side of the door of the shower, and it's moving its head, what do you think is its head, around. Make an intellect check with biology.
Yay! I got a 30 out of 59.
It's moving its head around, and it doesn't want to get too close, but you know because of the water. But you also get the sense that it maybe can't see you, and it doesn't have any eyes. Maybe it uses echolocation. So the sound of the shower itself might be masking you as well.
I don't know how in depth.
and then you hear, please close your eyes.
Shit!
The falls down on you. So it just kind of like moves back and forth and eventually just backs away from, you can't, out of what you're, it's very limited by the water and the shower door, but it backs away from you there. And then again, you're doused with water again and you're just dripping wet.
Oh god, that would have been in a movie. That would have been such a tense fucking scene.
I was tense. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yep. So back out in the chamber, the workspace. You say you're on your own, and you hear JH fuck on the comm, and then it just goes dead, and you hear meow, and you look around, and Prince has crawled out of the mess, not crawled, but walked out of the mess towards here to see what all the, you know, fuss is about. Morgan bends down and picks him up. Ah, it's okay, buddy. And then Prince looks towards the airlock and hisses. You don't see anything. Do you have...
I have the binoculars that also have...
Well, you're not there.
I'm not there.
Make an intellect check, Ryan.
Okay.
I don't know if... Yeah, just intellect.
Yeah. 33,
So, this thing seems to be an ambush predator.
Uh-huh.
It's going after people. A house cat would be pretty easy prey, you would think.
Uh-huh.
Unless the cat could know it was coming.
Yeah, the cat can probably see it.
Yeah. Or if not see it, sense it somehow. But you get the sudden realization that Prince can tell where this thing is. And you watch it as it, like, it, you know, its hair's up and its teeth are out. and its eyes are
dilated,
like,
eyes.
Yeah, it's like focus. It's watching the airlock, and it's just kind of looking from the airlock at the ship, heading across the workspace.
Those of you with laser cutters, would you kindly shoot where Prince is looking?
I think laser cutters. Let me double check. Laser cutters reach are. The hole? Oh no, they can. They can hit. Well. Okay. Laser cutters fucking hurt. So 25 meters is the short range. So yeah, they could hit that. They are at disadvantage though, because they don't really have a target.
That's fair. Yeah.
And they're also just fucking, well, let's see, is they, let me just see if there's a mercenaries for, asteroid miner. There we go. Combat 25. All right. So they're at disadvantage. That's a 90 and a 76. So Sonia misses. Jerome also misses. Morgan. They're at disadvantage. Never mind. Rie. So they all, what? Well, Jerome, or Morgan doesn't shoot because he's holding the cat.
Yeah.
The laser cutters are like big, two-handed things because they're made for literally cutting asteroids apart. They're kind of rifle-sized. And you watch because it's moving across the space.
Yeah.
Towards like, the vent, you could think, and none of them got a crit failure, so they don't hit the airlock, but they do blast into the wall, and each blast leaves a charred crater.
They light the place up.
Yeah. They only get one shot, and then you see it's like a recharge.
Okay.
Prince just like leaps out of Morgan's arms and runs off. You don't know. That's.
I guess we'll just wait. Does O'Flanagan show up again, or?
I'm not going to make you roll for it. A drenched O'Flanagan walks.
There was one thing I did want to look for in the doctor's office, if he had like a laser pointer or something.
Odds or evens?
Odds.
Yeah, I got a 9. Just like a. Like regular laser
pointer? Yeah, just a regular laser pointer.
Sure, yeah, he's got a laser pointer.
All right, because, I can see it, and then the guy's shooting that general area.
Okay. you found a laser pointer.
Ah, thank you. All right, so...
So he's got the goggles on, but is just soaked.
You're alive!
I'm fucking done with this place.
Well, Duchess won't come back until we can contain it or neutralize the threat.
So you look around. You see, even with that, well, with the goggles, there's three blindingly bright spots on the wall in these craters that were just divoted into the asteroid. You have to like take the goggles. Like, you can't look at them; they're so bright from the heat signature.
Well, we know it's got regenerative capabilities. I don't think he can actually see. I think it hunts by either sound or maybe even by some sort of thermal, but I'm pretty sure it's sound because it couldn't find me in the shower. But then that was before the water started really running. It looks like a three-toed lizard or something, but it's invisible. And it can walk on any surface.
Great.
So you look around. You could see the footprints leading out of the ship, and across the workspace area, and in front of where those three blaster bolts are in the wall, and to the vent.
And it's in the fucking vents.
Right. Well, I suppose our next logical step would be to set a trap for it.
You can make another biology check. Intellect plus biology.
39 out of...
Sorry.
4 to 59.
If it's hunting by echolocation, a lot of sound would probably fuck with it and make it really hard. It'll be like dropping a flashbang for you.
Yeah.
So if you can get some loud sound going, that would make it harder for it to... Presumably harder for it to find you.
Well, if we want to lure it out, then we can start making a lot of loud noises so it can't really find its way around.
Well, that wouldn't necessarily lure it out. That
no, I'm saying if we can lure it out, then started making a lot of loud sounds, it would try to fuck up its escape.
As the crew android, I would be the logical choice to serve as bait.
Sonya says we need loud noise.
Once we get it into the area that we need it to, and then we can make lots of loud noises to distract it while we either, you guys...
She smiles. I can do that. Rie, you come with me real quick. I gotta run to my bunk. And the two of them take off.
But we do have to figure out a way to lure it out. It seems to attack isolated parties or... And people that are alone.
So I'll stay out in the center of the room and I'll make some noise. You all hang back at the periphery, stay as still as you can. And when it comes out, we could use some way for you to indicate where it is.
Oh, I got this little laser pen.
So Sonya and Rie come back, and Sonya is carrying the boombox that was in her room. And she sets it down and puts a tape in it. And...
Is it a jackhammer? It's a jackhammer.
So that starts blasting out. It's loud!
Yeah, we
got that.
All right.
We should suit up.
What?
We should suit up.
Yeah, we should probably suit up if we're going to do this thing.
All right. Cut the...
What?
We need to lure it out first. Then when it's nice and exposed, you hit the tape and confuse it. You indicate where it is, and we'll murder it.
Okay. How are we going to lure it out, and how are we going to kill it?
You all have your laser cutters.
Right. Okay.
I mean, this thing's afraid of water. I mean, but even so, if it's heat, might just as well be able to disintegrate it. Lasers are...
I mean, laser cutters... I mean, they're meant for cutting up asteroids and ships. So.
I have a tranquilizer gun. I don't think that's going to work.
Good effort, buddy.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if this thing is complete.
You have no idea.
If only we had a Marine.
Well, you're down one Marine right now.
I think the laser cutters are the best chance we got. How long do they take to recharge?
It's one shot, and then I think it's a round.
Okay, so they're...
They're recharged, yeah.
They're recharged.
Right. Takes one round to recharge between shots, yeah.
Okay, so O'Flanagan has a laser pen.
And if that don't work, I got a flare gun with two shots.
I mean, there's more laser cutters. If you wanted to take one, you could also grab one.
All right.
What, do you want a laser cutter?
No, I thought of something stupid. And it's stupid, so I'm not doing it.
I think you should do it.
No, I was going to say, I give you the locator, and if it starts to eat you again, you shove the locator on it so we can always figure out where it is. But that would require you to lose another leg, maybe.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. So my plan is, you guys all, like... Stow yourselves at the edges of the room. Stay as quiet as you can, and I'll stay here by the computer terminal. Make a bunch of noise. Maybe pretend like I'm trying to isolate it. Make myself a nice juicy target. Once it gets in the room, you give a signal. Sonya, you hit the tape, and O'Flanagan, you indicate where it is with the laser pen, and then everybody just
open fire.
Open fire.
Okay. All right. So everyone goes and suits up first.
Mm-hmm.
Picks up their laser. What?
I was really hoping. I didn't know that they had a track for it. I was really hoping you were going to say it was Living on a Prayer.
Oh no, that'd be good. But I hadn't listened to it. But they had three tapes. One which you didn't find. It was a tape with a handwritten label that says Sonya, and the description is just loud music. So I figured, well, I'll play that. Let's see what happens. And yeah, that worked.
It was.
Okay, so you all suit up. So how are you going to try to draw this thing out?
I'm going to make like some shuffling noises. I'll like walk around the workstation a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll call out like, "Hello, is anyone there?"
Okay.
I'm trying to get your attention.
Well, you don't have to roll for that.
Yeah.
You roll, James. I'm going to say, because you're rogue combat, plus you add your military training, because you're basically trying to find, like, a good hiding spot. Yeah. And, yeah.
Ooh, 35 out of 43.
Ooh, okay. So you direct everyone and tell the rest of them where to hide down. I will say...
Should I do intellect to keep, like, you know, since I got the goggles, I have to actually...
Yeah, one sec. Prince has not come back, though. Are you abandoning Prince?
I mean, it's a cat. You really can't...
I'm asking you.
I'm straight up abandoning
here's the thing.
Tyler, that dumbass.
I think the cat probably knows enough to avoid this thing.
Yeah.
Because it can sense it coming. So let's kill it, and then we'll find the cat.
Okay, true. That's right. You're trying to kill it. All right. So you,
we're not leaving the station yet.
So you're just walking around. Hello, is anyone out? You just like walk over to the terminal, clank, 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 clank on the keys. So you make your intellect check, James, to
keep focus.
Yeah.
Five.
Okay. So you're darting around. You're looking everywhere. And after about 10 minutes of Andrea just walking around, making noise, standing by herself, you see coming from... no, that was the map. Coming from the quarters, you see on the ceiling the thing kind of... So the doorway is smaller, so it kind of like skitters around and up the doorway and then onto the ceiling and seems to be just above where Andrea is. Its head is like moving back and forth again. You get the sense that it's getting ready to pounce.
Okay, so I put my fist in the air and I put the pointer like right where it is.
Okay. So as soon as you point, she's going to hit the music, right?
Yeah.
All right, so she hits the music. And the thing, like, it starts, like, waving its head back and forth. So everyone make a combat roll. If you have the military training, you can add that to it. I will roll for these guys. You just get a regular roll.
I'm going to shoot my flare at it.
Okay.
I got a six.
Okay. Sonya hits it. Jerome misses. Morgan misses. And Rie misses. Well, Sonya hit it.
And I hit it.
I also hit it with a 42 out of 43.
Alright, so flare gun.
It's 1d10.
So roll 1d10. You were using the laser cutter, Ryan?
Yeah.
Roll a percentile.
Okay. Two.
Oh. All right. And then Andrea does Well, let me just check real quick. Oh, yeah, because you're not. Okay. So, the good news is that you don't get through its health, but you get through its hits. So, the three of you...
I did you one better, Ryan. I did one.
Did you really? Andrea did 23.
Ah.
So she cleaned up after you guys. So you both... you're like holding the laser point with one hand, and you bring your flare gun up, and poof, and then you take the laser gun, you just like point it up, and boom, it just lets this bolt of plasma go. And Sonia just calmly just like looks and pulls the trigger on the gun. And you're blind, you can't see. As soon as the laser bolts go, the flare.
Yeah, as soon as I shot the flare, I'm like, ah, dumbass!
Yeah, as soon as you shot the... So you don't know what happened. You're blinking, you're blind for a second. You're blinking spots out of your eyes. And Andrea's, did we hit it? What happened?
Sonia, you mean?
Sonia, yeah. I'm sorry. Everyone's looking around, like, they're ducking down, like, just beating their guns everywhere. So you blink and you put the goggles back on and you look, and your eyes still, like, your eyes are watering, and you look around and you see, on the ground, this charred, ball, almost. It looks like this thing just kind of, what was left of it, kind of folded in on itself. And so you just see the charred remains of whatever this thing was. Just, it is much smaller than it was before, and you get the sense that the laser bolts did not do it any favors. But there is a ball, it's kind of, you can see a bit of it, it's very hot, because lasers.
Yeah. It's fucking dead. We fucking got it. Andrea, get that fucking Duchess here now.
Everyone starts cheering. Sonia lets the music play more.
She turns it up. Everybody celebrates. I will call Duchess and tell her that the threat has been contained.
That is very good news, Andrea. How many passengers do we have?
Four. And a cat.
There we go.
Well, I suppose in light of the circumstances, we could make an exception. I will be there in 23 minutes. And she comes out, and you look out the little glass in the airlock, and you can see the flare of the engine in the distance as she starts to bring the ship back in. So... Even while everyone's cheering, you see that Prince, like, slowly walks in, like, he's looking around, like, he's not sure, but he goes over to, you could see he goes over to where the thing is, and kind of, like, and, like, hits it with his paw, and then runs away towards the group of you.
Somebody clean that cat's paws.
Duchess has retreated to the maximum detonation radius of your station's reactor, so she will be here in 23 minutes.
Cool. All right, everyone, pack up your shit. We're getting out of here early.
Just, still stay in a buddy system. We don't know if this was the only one, but as of right now, just to be on the safe side.
Maybe they should take the goggles with them.
They don't have, there's only one pair of goggles.
No, I know, but... with them.
I mean, everyone hang out in here with the cat. I'll go with you one by one. We'll go to each room, and you guys can pack up.
Yeah, so it takes you the better part of the 23 minutes. They get the meager possessions that they had, and they're waiting at the airlock.
And I don't want to be left alone.
When Duchess docks, and so you all get on. As soon as you get in, Jerome sets Prince down, and he just runs off. Someone grabbed his box and his food, so he has stuff for the journey.
Duchess, did you happen to run that bioscan on the cargo?
I did. Everything appears to be clean.
Fantastic.
I gotta go look.
I am in need of serious repairs. I'm going to deactivate myself.
Very good, Andrea. And so the airlock closes behind you, and there's a rumble as the ship takes off. So congratulations, you survived the haunting of Ypsilon 14.
We just start making a list of the people that we have lost and the time we lost them, and, you know.
I mean, technically you only lost Tyler. Well,
we didn't lose him.
You didn't know the other guys.
That Marine ran away.
I mean,
he
lost himself. Yeah. That was really his fault.
And now you don't have
their,
to pay them.
Their fault.
You don't have to pay them, so.
Yeah.
So you guys get two experience points, because you survived.
Cool.
So, surviving a session gets you 10 XP. If you survive the first night, you automatically level up.
Nice.
So, additional XP is awarded by the Warden for accomplishing goals. So, you save another crew member's life. James, you get 3 XP.
Yay.
Kill a creature with 70 plus instinct. It did not have that. Sorry, guys. Unlock a great mystery. Map an unknown sector of space. Interface with strange beings far beyond your scope and abilities. Be first to set foot on an exoplanet. Collect a genetic sample. And Ryan, So there's also XP based on your class. Scientists gain 1 XP whenever they bring a piece of alien technology or living organism aboard their ship for study. You did the opposite of that.
I did the exact opposite of that.
Androids gain 1 XP whenever they interface with a piece of alien technology or with a higher intelligence. That didn't happen. So I'll give you both an additional 2 XP.
So 12 total for me, 15 yes. for James?
Yep. So you hit level 1, so you level up.
Nice.
So what can you do when you level up? So you pick 1. You can either improve 1 stat by 5 and another by 3, or you could improve 2 saves by 4 each.
I'll do the stat improving.
It's 1 stat by 5 or 2 by 3?
No, it's 1 by 5 and 1 by 3.
Oh, okay.
Or 2 saves by 4.
Okay.
So my intellect goes up.
The max for your stats is 85.
And I'll add to my combat, since I fought a bit.
Cool. So that's your major improvements. Then you get 1 minor improvement. You can either gain 1 resolve, remove 1 phobia or addiction, or heal all stress. The way resolve works is when you make a panic check, you subtract your resolve from the final results. I believe. Or you add your resolve.
I'll clear my stress.
Resolve is good. I just don't remember exactly what it does.
So that resets back to 2, or?
2.
And there was a second thing we could do?
All stress.
Oh, so it goes back to 0.
I guess. It starts at 2, but yeah, it will go to 0. All
right.
Yeah, so you get 1 resolve, or you remove 1 phobia or addiction, or you heal all your stress.
I mean, if we ever play these characters again, I feel like you would have a very valid reason to...
Yeah.
I think I'm going to keep my phobia. I think I'm going to nuke the stress. But yes,
Resolve. Here we go. Every point of resolve you have provides a -1 to all rolls on the panic effect table.
So it lessens the...
It lessens the
extent of your... Panic. Yeah,
because the lower numbers are better. Less stuff, yeah. You could even get a... Good thing on some of the really low panic rolls. All right, and then you gain 2 skill points as well.
Oh, cool.
Which you can bank or you can spend.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing. Character death. Characters die quickly in Mothership, but the leveling system is built to get you back up and running quickly. So, think carefully and play hard.
And expert costs 2 3. Points.
Oh, expert is 2.
Expert is 2 and master is
trained is
3.
1, expert is 2, master is 3, but you need to have the prerequisite skills.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to up computers to hacking.
Ooh.
And what are the levels at, like?
You start at level 0, level 1 is 10. 2 is 25, I believe. 2 is 25, 3 is 50. They go up by 25 for a bit. Okay. So 3 is 25. I'm sorry, 2 is 25, 3 is 50, 4 is 75. Then 5 is 125, 6 is 175, 7 is 225, 8 is 300, 9 is 375, and then 10 is 500.
Okay.
That's where it stops.
I'm going to go pee real quick.
So that was Mothership.
That was great.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Okay, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I actually was.
That was on edge for a little bit there.
That was really, really tense. There was a few points in time where I was like, oh my god. I'm actually a little nervous about this damn
thing. Yeah. Well, the scenario, let me see, was written by, credit where credit is due, by DJ Chapman. So credit to DJ Chapman.
Thank you, DJ. That was a great experience.
Yep. All right. So that was The Haunting of Ypsilon 14. I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. I hope our listeners enjoyed it. I would be fine running some Mothership again in the future. I have some idea. One of the books I have has a derelict ship generator.
Oh, great.
So I was thinking a fun scenario for like maybe two or three adventures would be to roll up a really big ship and like, oh, you're dispatched to find out what the hell happened to this because it went dark and why did you do that?
Yeah, nothing bad could have possibly happened.
No, it's just, you just got to go and flick the flight switch. Turn it on and off. That's it.
Yeah. Just reboot the engine and
turn it off, turn it back on again.
Yeah.
That's it.
Make sure it's plugged in.
Yeah. I think it would probably be colony ships are like the biggest. Because it's like the way it works is you roll D6 and depending on like the size of the ship, it's the number you roll and the number of the die comes up, you arrange them on a grid, and that like each tie is a different type of room. And
yeah,
it's a cool little thing. So, but like if I remember correctly, each like some of the floors of a colony ship are like 15 D6.
Damn,
for the deck.
Jesus,
because they're big. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad you guys enjoyed it.
I had a lot of fun.
Hopefully, we will play again soon. Anyone have any last will thoughts?